Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code RIF for a special offer when you sign up. That's code RIF for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What? It's Friday. What? Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What? It's Friday. What? Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, what's my favorite day of the week? My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the agent?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord in the hot bitch, beats away. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What? It's Friday. What? Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday. What?
We'll start with this old broad. Now, unfortunately, not a ton of details here. All we know is this old lady was trying to pull into a parking space.
Okay.
Outside of a Pet Value.
Very dangerous spot.
There's a couple of people doing something with a box in the parking spot she wants. Before the video, I guess she told them to move or honked.
Okay.
And they didn't.
Fighting words.
So she decided just to keep on.
Keep on keeping on.
Rolling. I don't know what I've done with it here.
I don't know what happened there.
And I had it, and now it's gone, but I'll get it again. Don't you worry. Here it is. Here's the video of how this played out.
Is it okay to play?
Yep.
So they are
there.
Attempting to.
Yeah. Doing something with the box. And she hits them with her car.
There's a spot right beside
you. I understand, Chuck.
You got your phone? You got your phone? Nancy?
What happened? Yeah, but yeah, give me your hand.
Nancy, you okay?
Stand up. Of course she's okay. I barely touched her. You want to move out of the way. I got up there and she just stood there looking at me. So what was I supposed to do?
Wait.
The car?
I've been sitting here forever and they're just like looking at the boxes. There's a whole parking lot here, ma'am. I got halfway pulled in. I wasn't gonna try and back up and go somewhere else.
Oh my God.
You're gonna have to just wait until the police come.
I'll send them into Pet Valley.
They're coming.
We have no hope. We have no hope. That lady's She's all of us. She really is. She's all of us. That lady's all of us.
Send them into Pet Value.
Oh my God.
Barely touched them. Big whoops. So I ran a leg of it. She's fine.
Is she smoking?
Yeah, the whole time smoking.
So, no joke, there's spots right beside this one and all around.
All around.
But she had already started to pull into this one, so she didn't want to have to back up.
Yeah.
So that's why she decided just to plow through them like that.
At least watch the video again.
And, like, listen, the boxes that these people are trying to manipulate looks like a giant large screen TV or something.
Oh, it's not a tiny little box. It's a bigger box, for sure.
Like, they've got, it's going to take them a bit.
Yeah. But she didn't have the time for that. I think they're exaggerating a bit because they realize maybe
lawsuit. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out how to get that big box in that car.
In that tiny car.
Which is not going to happen.
It is never going to happen. That's never going to happen. Everything that's going on here is crazy. I will tell you.
This is all of us. They do have a box that's bigger than their cruiser. Oh, yeah. So she hits her. Yeah. She goes down. The old man starts striking the car with
Got your phone? Got your phone?
Nancy?
Nancy's down.
Nancy is down.
Nancy, you okay?
This man who's screaming, what happened? I think, is he blind?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think he has a cane.
Oh, is that his cane?
I think he has a...
Well, he could have just had trouble walking.
It's white, though. It's white with the stick holder at the end.
What? Looking at me. So what was I supposed to do?
Is this the car?
Yes, he can't.
I've been sitting here forever, tell. And they're just, like, looking at the boxes.
He's blind.
There's a whole parking lot here, ma'am. I got halfway pulled in. I wasn't going to try and back up and go somewhere else.
This bitch don't care.
You're going to have to just wait until the police come.
Well, send them into Pet Valley.
They're coming. They're going
to... I got to say, as crazy as she is, she's cool under pressure, right?
She doesn't care.
She doesn't give a damn. She doesn't
send
care.
Send them into Pet Valley. You have to...
My cat needs cat litter. So that's exactly what it
Fill
is.
Me all you
know
want.
It's a cat. You know it's a cat. That's crazy.
So why was the person running, like, video?
I think because she had already started yelling at them.
Oh, okay. So
she was trying to pull into the spot.
In the mix. Okay. Yeah.
And then she continued in, so they were...
And also, by pulling into that spot, she... ensured they were never going to get that box in that car.
Like, there's
they can't maneuver
they
it
able
now.
To open the door enough to get.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is a wild scene.
Yeah.
She reminds me a little bit of a character, which I don't know, probably no one on the show has watched, but maybe some of our listeners on Ray Donovan. There was like a sister to someone in the Donovan family, an older lady, and she reminds me just like her.
She is for sure.
She's like a Donovan, too.
She's
chain smoking granny who's not waiting for anyone.
So we don't know the fallout of this. They didn't keep recording it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm. The TikTok account has like a little conversation with the woman, but I didn't really listen to much of it. Didn't seem there was a lot of action going on.
Right.
Got her license plate. They made sure, just in case, that she wasn't going nowhere.
Is that Canadian?
No. There are states that, like, I know, like, Illinois has front license plates,
too. Oh, there's a lot of states that have front.
Because my car came from Chicago, and it has a spot for one.
I wonder how many other people she's hit. Because
she doesn't give an F.
Nope.
She's like, well, if they're not moving, then no.
I don't
know what else I was supposed to do other than go to the spot right next to me. And I was already halfway in the spot. And
cops let me go every time.
Right.
Probably do.
Send them into Pet Value.
I'll just say I'm confused. Again.
The company is a Canadian... I think that says Ontario up there. That's why I was asking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this Leslie Motors. That's the...
Oh, they have blue license plates?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is then.
Oh.
They have a bunch of places.
That's so un-Canadian.
I know. Yeah, there's three.
It doesn't seem like something that would happen.
Wingham, Harrison, and Walkerton, Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
So they, she's an old angry Canadian bride.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a twist.
It is a twist for sure. That's why those Canadians were so affronted. Now I have to look back to see if the guy was blind, Chuck. I can't...
I'm thinking he had no idea what happened. Watch, he starts striking with something, too.
Hey!
He hears something.
Yeah, he hears
it.
Hey! Oh, he's... It looks like he saw the...
You got your phone? You got your phone?
What did he say to do? Call the what?
Call the cops.
Oh, cops.
Nancy?
Watch for the cane.
What happened?
Nancy, you okay?
Stand up. Of course you don't.
Oh, it's,
you saw it,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. It is one of those.
Yeah. So he's very, maybe he can see a little bit.
Looking at me. So what was I supposed to do?
Is this the car?
I've been sitting here forever, and they're just, like, looking at the boxes.
There's a whole parking lot here.
Makes sense when he says, is this the car? Because if you could see it, you'd know it was the car.
Yeah, exactly.
You could feel it.
Yes. He did strike it, though, already, without knowing if it was the car. He did hit it with his cane. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, what a mess.
Yep.
Just people trying to get a TV and...
An old broad trying to get kitty litter and they collide in this...
Epic battle royal.
No matter how bad your Mother's Day present was, at least your mom, at least you didn't give your mom this. There's a 22-year-old guy named Andrew Peterson. He is in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. He lives at home with his mom. His mom is 43. And he got really upset on Mother's Day because he couldn't find his phone. So what did he do? He tased mom in the neck.
Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh. Well.
He was arrested for battery, disorderly conduct, and more. His girlfriend, a 20-year-old woman named Colleen Parker, was also arrested. I guess she had punched Andrew's mom in the face.
Okay. They don't like her.
Yeah, they do not. There are their mugshots. Oh, put them up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well.
I just hope Stella doesn't turn out this way.
Oh, you hope she doesn't tase you on Father's Day, Chuck.
I just don't hope. I can't. I can see it happening, so. I can see it happening.
It's safe to say that mom had the worst Mother's Day. I think any mom that's tased on Mother's Day had the worst Mother's
By their
Day.
Child?
By their own child.
Yeah.
Your own child tases you.
Yeah.
Something's gone really, really wrong.
It's not great.
Nope. So, yeah, they face now a bunch of charges for tasing mom. We're off to Fort Myers now. I call this guy the pervert of the day, but you decide.
Okay.
Is he a pervert or not?
No.
You don't know the details.
I don't know
any
details.
You don't even know anything about it.
I have no idea.
He was caught taking pictures of women on the beach.
Okay, hold on. Uh-huh.
Is that perverted?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're on the beach. I'm enjoying the sun myself. Wow. I have a hobby.
Let's listen in as we play Pervert or Not. Here's the story from ABC 7.
Dozens of photos of you in a bathing suit saved to a cell phone. But it wasn't you or anyone you know snapping the photos. Sounds creepy, but we wanted to find out if it's illegal.
Excuse me? I just seen you guys take pictures of all these women. Right now.
This TikTok video has more than 300,000 likes and nearly 8,000 shares.
Let's see it. Okay, delete them all right now.
It shows the moment a woman on Fort Myers Beach calls out a man for taking photos of her out on the sand, thinking she wouldn't see.
Keep going, because they're all this way. They're not this way. They're all this way. Delete them.
What? In the video, the woman asks him to show her the photos. And sure enough, there were plenty.
It's an invasion of privacy. That's so uncomfortable.
Delete all these f***ing pictures right now.
She then tells the man to delete the pictures.
Delete them right now.
He seemed to shrug it off.
I'm not going to go away. You guys are f***ing perverts.
As he shows his camera roll, there are even more pictures of other women out on the beach.
It's clearly, obviously, morally wrong, and you would think, like I said, the law would support these women and the people who are getting pictures taken of them without their consent.
Although what this man did makes a lot of people feel extremely uncomfortable, it's not illegal, which is why we've blurred their faces. They haven't committed a crime.
Unfortunately, being that it was okay, apparently, this type of thing is going to continue.
If you're at a public spot like a park, sidewalk, or Fort Myers Beach, you aren't breaking the law by pulling out your phone and snapping a picture or hitting record.
It's respect, whether you're a man or woman. You know, everybody wants to be respected and have their right to privacy.
And snapping photos of someone while they're in a bathing suit without them knowing.
It's not right, and it's overall just like kind of gross and invasive.
On Fort Myers Beach, Megan Myers, ABC 7.
The guy wasn't that old.
No,
he wasn't like so.
Probably in his 40s, maybe.
Yeah.
Pervert or not?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a pervert.
100% he's a pervert.
Chuck?
Charlie? Charles? You could be perverted but not be breaking the law.
Well, he's not breaking the law, but is it still perverted?
He's pervy. He's pervy.
Taking pictures of other people on the beach, to me, that's perverted. Because what are you doing with those?
I guess pictures? It all depends what you're taking pictures of.
It's perverted.
People in bikinis,
right? If it's bikinis, then it's perverted. If it's
the sunrise,
large men and big sunglasses.
Oh, if it's for comedy
that
purposes,
are sweating, and I take a picture of that, am I a perv? No,
no. Is it morally wrong if you're taking a picture of someone even for comedy purposes, is that morally wrong?
Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
But it's not illegal.
No.
But it's wrong.
Right.
Right.
But I mean, that's how everything we talk about happens. Like, people decide, right, I'm going to record an event of strangers.
Sure.
It's like how everything on Earth happens now, is someone gets a picture of something.
This guy who texted us said, I take lots of pictures of women on the beach. Some of them because their tattoos are cool. Some of them because they've got giant breasts. Some just because they're beautiful and look good in their bikini. It's not like I go home and jerk it to the pictures, though.
Why take them, then?
Do they know that he's taking them?
I doubt it.
They don't know.
I don't think many women would just pose for strangers' pictures on the beach.
I don't think so.
Excuse me, miss, with the huge knockers. Can I just take a photograph?
I document all knockers.
Great jugs. Mind if I get a picture?
You look beautiful in that bikini. I just want to get a picture of it just so I can have this as a memory. I'm not going to go home and pleasure myself to it whatsoever.
That's the only part of the story I don't believe.
What?
Of that guy's story.
Oh, that he's not going to... Because why are you taking pictures of hot women in bikinis if you're not going to use them for some sort of sexual gratification?
There's no reason.
Exactly.
You just look at them in the phone like you're looking through pictures of a sunset?
Yeah, no.
I think we've all taken pictures for comedy purposes.
Absolutely.
That's what I mean.
People.
Yes.
I mean...
Undercover... I took a picture of a guy with his pet parrot out for breakfast, right?
I took a picture of a guy in a Speedo before that was older and...
Pervert.
Yeah. And it was hilarious.
That's what I mean.
Right. So we've all done it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'm not posting it online or anything.
All right. So I'm going to say it. Here we go.
Okay. Yep. Go.
To some guys, sharing like a photo like that, it's like, ha, ha, ha.
What are you talking about?
Well, like... I think these two thought that it was hilarious what they were doing, probably.
Nah.
I get it. I understand. But there are...
I remember being 22.
And we would have, like, we'd pretend to pose in a photo because there would be, like, two hot chicks in the background. We'd be like, yeah, take a picture
of me.
That's
not what this was.
I know it's not what it was. I'm just saying, like, there can be some weird... You know, gray area. I'm not saying that's what this is.
Right.
I get it.
I took a picture in Las Vegas when we were there once. A girl at the pool had the biggest knockers I've ever seen.
Right. So are you a perv?
I know.
Or is it documenting
mine was to
crazy
like
times?
Show like my buddies, like, oh
that's
my God.
That's what I mean.
You won't believe this chick at the pool here.
But listen, I guess, the difference between doing that and seeing some chick who's a 10 and taking a picture and then me sending it to my friend group, that's like, dudes, I'm at the beach. This chick is here. That's how awesome it is.
Yeah, the guy I took a picture of, it was like, it was just a European thing. He just didn't fit in. It was in Florida, I think, or something. I was, you know, on vacation, and I thought it was funny.
Right, for comedy
purposes.
I think a lot
of
dudes.
But he was far away, couldn't really, you know.
I think a lot of dudes take pictures of chicks, and they send them to their buddies, or they do whatever, and they don't look at it as like... Something I'm going to go home and jerk off to.
Someone said it's perverted, but if you're a woman wearing bathing suits that you would feel uncomfortable having a photo taken of you in, why would you wear that? I think you have the right to wear something to the beach and not expect people to take pictures of you and, you know, use them for sexual gratification.
What I'm saying is we are taking a leap by saying this is for this man's sexual gratification.
Sure we are.
We are taking a leap.
What else would you... I get what you're saying, Chuck, but it's sexy women in bikinis. You're not making fun of them.
I legitimately have just pages of messages from my buddies of hot chicks that they've seen on Instagram.
Well, that's Instagram.
I know, but this
is not what we're talking about.
All I'm saying is, like, guys share hot pictures of chicks.
Yeah, and if the woman on Instagram,
it's a man thing.
But if the woman put it out there by herself,
a man thing.
That's different.
These two dudes probably aren't going and jerking it to these photos or whatever. They were kind of like just two kind of pretty dirty old men, taking pictures. I find it invasive, though.
Yeah, and the girls knew it, and then they felt uncomfortable by it, and then they had to confront them.
I would feel like a creep taking the pictures.
I can't feel
what this guy feels.
I don't understand how you do that and not, like, the few times that I've taken pictures for comedy purposes, even then I'm like, oh, God, you're trying to hide it and take it. You don't want to be like, boom.
I really don't do it all. a lot. And actually, when you were younger, Chuck, they didn't even have phones like this. So it wasn't like readily, like you couldn't just
We had to legitimately develop them. And then we were able to say, oh my God,
print it off.
It worked. There they were. Look at them. They were hot, weren't they? Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Your photo album.
You know?
On a phone.
Yeah,
it's different. Now.
Billy's in Lexington. Hi, Billy. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys this morning? I was listening to you. I can tell you right now, I go to the beach and I see a girl that's got a nice body and she's got a thong on, which you're not used to seeing that. Remember, America is very, you know, hush-hush about sex here, even though we all do it, you know, but it's looked down on. But when you go to other places, they have topless beaches. I remember a cruise that the women from, you know, foreign that had, they was topless.
Yeah.
So it's like it's something that we don't see. So, of course, a man is going to say, yeah, there is pervs out there. I'm not going to say that there isn't pervs out there. But if you're going to go to a beach where people is topless and there's no signs that say, you know, topless beach, but there's a girl on the beach topless and I'm going to take a picture of her, why should I get in trouble? You know what I'm saying? She's doing it knowing that somebody could have a camera. Nowadays, everybody have phones on their camera.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. So you got to be aware of that. So if you're going to wear something out, why are you going to be upset when somebody take a picture of you? That's like saying, you know, I'm going to get a brand new Ferrari and leave the keys in it and go walk off somewhere and leave it running. Okay, anybody have the right to go steal it? Of course somebody going to go and steal it. You know, but then I'm going to be complaining to the cops, well, I left the keys in it and, you know, I thought it would be all right. No, it's not all right. So if you don't want to have your pictures taken, you know you look decent, then do it. Now, if it was somebody fat that had on a thong, no, I'm not going to take a picture unless...
Where see some people would.
Right,
but that's what I'm saying.
Some people take it for the comedy aspect.
Right. And that's...
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. If you don't want to have your pictures taken, wear something that you don't want to be revealing. It's the same as, you know, I always have these women that say, oh, you know, these guys are looking at me, or they're coming up to me saying that I'm a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look like a prostitute. Well, if you dress that part, of course people are going to think that. I can't see a guy. If I take my car today and I go put a blue light on it, you know, a police light, and put decals on it, but I'm not a cop, and I go park on the street, what are people going to think?
All right, Billy, thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah,
Billy could come up with 18 different other...
Well,
what
I
if
think-
I took my chair and just said, free chair,
yeah,
and I just leave it there? What if that lamp on the corner was to put a bikini on, and people took a picture of it? Is that illegal?
I get it. I just think that it's like sort of the times that we live in. It's like, you know, everyone who does something is a perv. Everyone who does things is, you know, the worst. But I just think that the reality of the situation is that there are non-perv guys that every single day are taking pictures of chicks on the beach and sending it to their friends and laughing about it and whatever. And I think it just happens. I'm not saying that's what these two guys are doing. I'm just saying
these two guys might be different. What you're saying, I see how that's like more, that's not as pervy as it, like as perv as it, this is just like a dirty old moron.
Yeah. But I mean, like, but I think it happens every single day. I think that if a guy was in the right shorts and you could see his gigantic dong, that there would be people that took pictures of that.
Yeah.
And sent it to their friends. I just, you know, I think it is the times.
Not saying that it's right, but I guess if you are on a, you should have no expectation of privacy these days.
You can't.
In a public
you
place.
You shouldn't.
Because everyone has a phone in their hand and a camera. So you can't have an expectation of privacy. And again, that's not right. You should be able to go someplace that's public and, you know, be in a bikini and not expect people to take pictures, or as a guy with your big dong flopping about, not expect it to be all over the internet.
Right.
But that's the time we live in. Everyone's taping something. Edward's in Boston. What's your comment on this? Edward. One last time, Edward. Okay, goodbye.
Was Edward Scissorhands.
He has a hard time taking pictures.
He doesn't talk much.
No.
He has to sculpt.
He sculpts the images in the bushes. That's how he documents.
Someone said, my cousin sends me pictures and videos of big butts all the time. It's through Snapchat, so the photos go away. We're not jerking it to it. I just like a nice butt.
I think it happens all the time.
Nice butts are cool. I won't argue
get that.
That
on a shirt. I think it happens cool. all the time.
I think that I don't think the argument was that it happens all. It definitely happens all the time. I think the question was, is it perverted or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess,
and I guess sometimes it is. And sometimes
some ways. Depending on
I guess it's always
perverted.
Like, some people could consider it always perverted. If you're taking a picture of a stranger to share with friends, some people would consider that perverted.
Right.
But there's others that wouldn't because it's not being used for any sexual gratification or anything like that. All depends on where you sit on that. All right. This is interesting. It's making the way around on Reddit. Women are sharing things that guys do that aren't as attractive as guys think they are.
Perverted.
Nudity comes out number one. Male nudity. Everything related to male nudity.
They think you love it.
You guys think it's incredibly attractive. Yes, women find it incredibly attractive. Women, though, according to this, do not find it attractive.
Well, especially when they don't ask for it.
Right.
Sure. I think that's a lot of guys' moves.
Even when they ask for it. I mean, some people find... You know, some women find the male package beautiful, and some women do not.
Yes.
They find it just something they got to deal with.
Something you got to deal with. Let me go deal with this.
Well, like, I think after they've decided they like you and they're attracted to you, then maybe they want to see your goods.
Right.
But a lot of guys, that's an opener.
Oh, yeah, they just send the wiener pic right away.
You know?
Yeah.
I know your belief system is live shows only.
Oh, yeah, I got a live show only.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Talking bad about other guys to make yourself seem better? They say it's not nearly as attractive as guys think it is. Talking about being horny all the time? A lot of guys think that's super hot for women.
Why would you think that's
hot? I don't know. I don't know where these guys are. But thank God for them.
I'm super horny right now.
Isn't that hot?
Yeah.
Is that raw?
That turn you on.
Like what?
That turn you on.
Okay.
This person said, I think dick pics are disgusting. One of the only perks to dating and fooling around with a new person, though, is finding out what kind of penis they're going to have. And if you're going to be happy or disappointed. So
it's still a draw.
She's kind of disgusted by them, but she does want to see them.
Well, she wants the discovery.
Before she gets involved.
Yeah, she likes the discovery process.
She doesn't want to go in blind.
It's like, if you've seen my penis before you know my name, there's probably something wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely there is.
I think.
Yeah. But I think that's how it works a lot.
Yeah.
Not being able to do the most basic cooking or housework.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody.
Say it shows you're looking
no good at it.
For your lady to be your mom, and they're not into that.
No, I'll just pay somebody.
Loading up on jewelry and cologne and gel.
Jeez. That's too many accessories.
That is way too many.
You got everything going on. Women probably handle one of those,
right?
Yeah.
You put all those together, you're Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Yes.
persisting over and over when you've gotten a clear, no, I'm not interested in you. Women say that's not as attractive as guys think it is. And truck nuts also made the list here.
Made the list.
Do guys like think chicks are going to be into me because I put nuts, on, my
nuts on my truck?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
He's so bold.
Are there chicks attracted to truck nut guys?
Yeah. No. Oh, God, yeah. Chuck, come on.
But I mean, like, just that. Like, not that they're, like, great-looking other bros. Like, you know, like, but they go by a truck, and they see a set of nuts on it, and they're like,
man, I wonder who drives that.
I feel like there may be some ladies out there like, he's got a good set of truck nuts on it.
He's got a set of hangers on it.
It sends out.
It just seems like.
It lets people know what you're into. Right?
I think so.
What type of person you are.
I think so.
I think if you got nuts dangling off your bumper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And some women are attracted to those types
of
guys.
I guess. Yeah. It is a telltale sign.
Sure.
Right. That
the cops will get called a couple of times to your house.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so. Guaranteed.
Yeah. It's a good possibility.
They'll know him by his first name.
Yeah.
Good possibility he's had a run-in with the cops.
Daryl! You did it again! Daryl, what would we say last time?
Wow, this is a twist. My wife is the one with the truck nuts. That's you don't see a lady with truck nuts.
No.
Are there guys into lady truck nuts?
I doubt it.
Transtructuals, sir.
Never heard of one of those. A crazy term.
But I do think that there are guys that wouldn't mind a girl who drove a truck, I guess.
I'm sure there's guys out there that wouldn't mind that.
If they hung a set of nuts on it,
I mean, that's you're different. A special girl.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're a larger lady.
I'm assuming you're into ladies.
Yeah.
If you're a lady with truck nuts, you think you're a lesbian.
I think you're into ladies. That's where my brain goes.
Well, then shouldn't you hang a big old vagina?
They don't make them. Yeah, they don't. They don't make them, because if they did, I'd have one on my Jeep right now.
Truck vaginas. Well, there's something we should start. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Move over, truck nuts. Truck vaginas are here. I don't know. Maybe it's a comedy.
It's just a comedy.
It's a comedy. Yeah.
But still.
There's a beaver receiver.
Mm.
What's the beaver receiver? Oh, look, see?
Is that a mailbox?
So what
is that
aftermarket truck accessory?
So you put that on your like antenna or something?
Or is that going over
it's on your trailer antenna. Post?
Oh, that's what it is. Oh.
It's on your trailer hitch.
It's called the beaver receiver.
Oh, my
receiver.
God. I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine.
Yeah, it doesn't appear that, besides that one comedy sketch, does not appear that they're our truck vaginas.
No. I've seen people put like fleshlights and stuff like over top of
that's awesome.
The exhaust.
I haven't seen. Oh, I have seen that. Because then.
And then they make like fart noises and stuff.
Yeah.
This guy said a lady with truck nuts, definitely the type that uses strap ons in the bedroom.
Oh, see? Okay, there's another way to look at it.
Right.
She might just peg you.
She's the dominant.
Oh, yeah. She's dominant. Mm. I guess that's why I just assumed she was into girls, because she's like so dominant. But yeah, I never thought, oh, okay, it just might be the girl who pegs you.
Someone said they put truck nuts on their Prius. Well, that's sending mixed signals.
That's humor, though.
It's pretty funny. Is.
Yeah, that's just humor. Trying to man up that Prius.
Right. girl with truck nuts saying, I own his nuts. Like, she's in charge. So if you see a lady with truck nuts, you see a guy who gets pegged.
Damn. Let's jump in the passenger side.
Yeah, he's sitting bitch, huh?
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm sitting.
All right. If you have an iPhone, you know that live photo feature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That if you press down on the picture, it'll show you like a couple of seconds, I think, before and after when you actually took the picture.
Yeah.
Well, that feature just took down a relationship. A woman named Serena Kerrigan posted a video on TikTok over the weekend showing how her boyfriend sent her a photo of an empty bed in a hotel room saying, oh, I miss you. Wish you were here. But she pressed down to see the live photo.
Oh, my God.
And at the end of the clip, a random woman fell onto the bed.
Do they have it?
Yep,
oh, my God. They have it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when the guy you're dating says he misses you, but then you click the live photo, and there's a random woman on the bed. The video went viral pretty much immediately. It already has millions of views, and Serena says their relationship is done.
Well, he missed her for a second there.
Guys are so dumb.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the guy who we talked about a couple of weeks ago sent a picture of his bathroom. Same thing, like he was away for business somewhere without her. And sent a picture, a selfie of him in the bathroom, saying like he misses you. And then there was like a girl's curling iron or something on the counter that he didn't notice. And she obviously thought, well, you're cheating on me. There's another woman there with you and her stuff's in your bathroom.
But I'll tell you this right now. I'm not smart enough to know that this would have could have happened to me.
The live photo feature?
No, like I have never got a photo of someone and then said, you know what I should do?
check out the live version of this photo.
Sometimes you accidentally
Yeah.
Like you don't even need to.
Certain photos on my phone seem to do the live thing and some don't.
And I'm the same.
I don't understand why that happens.
I think you can turn it off.
Yeah,
like, I think mine is off.
Yeah. Mine's on.
I have all these pictures of Billie Jean Green, and I went back and was like,
"You see, you're like walking a couple steps."
Yeah, and then, like, I went and pressed I was pressing them. I'm like, "Oh man, that is cool, actually."
Yeah, I like it for that reason.
But that's the thing. Like, I've never ever said, "Oh, there's a still shot of something, and I should
investigate."
But you know, girls will figure this kind of thing out. So if you're a guy, you better be smart. But we're not this smart. We don't even think about it.
Right.
No.
Dudes are stupid, but this guy's like stupid and a douche.
Yeah.
Because he took it right before she was about to bounce on the bed.
It shows up on some of my photos, but not all. It's weird. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I've noticed it sometimes, too, when I'm taking a photo, it seems to trigger it. Other times, it doesn't.
I think it might depend. Okay, so if you take a photo actually through your phone's photo app,
yep.
I think it does it. But if you take a picture from something else, like you captured it on Instagram or took a picture through an app or whatever, that doesn't take a live photo. It just takes the normal photo and then puts it in your photo album.
The worst to play live are those, if you take a selfie in any sort of way.
Oh, my God.
These weird faces. Oh, yeah, man. Again, or... I don't like that.
But you can edit the lives too.
Yeah.
So if you like, you know, there's
a better
part of it.
Okay.
You can edit and take the one bit before or after.
Yeah, I don't mess around.
It is like a feature I don't think anybody really asked for.
No.
Nope.
No.
But you can turn it off, just so you know. And this guy made the big mistake of not turning it off. And now he's...
Looks like he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's still got some money.
I guess he should be okay.
We've heard of stuff like this happening before. Never really understood why. But an Australian woman had her tonsils removed and woke up with an Irish accent.
This is always wild.
She's an Asian woman. She woke up, she said, just like any other morning. She's a 27-year-old dentist. She got in the shower and she started singing, but was shocked when all of a sudden she heard an Irish accent come out of her mouth.
Mm. This is a thing.
It definitely is a thing. It's happened too many times for it to be just a coincidence. Here's a little taste of her talking about it here. We can listen in if it starts to play. I don't know why it's not to play. Can you play? Why can't you play?
Why can't you play?
Why can't you play?
Play.
Come on. Hmm.
What? Maybe you have to refresh the page.
Please play.
Please play for Dave.
Please refresh.
There we go. Can we? Oh, yeah. It looks like it's about to start. Was it a gown? There we go. Yeah.
Hi. I'm making this video to document the second day of something that's happened to me yesterday. That was very weird. I woke up with an Irish accent. And I've never been to Ireland before. I spent the whole day yesterday freaking out about why this is happening to me. And I went to the hospital and I also called my specialist and asked them why this is happening. And they couldn't provide any answers. They just told me to just sit tight and let the body heal. After my tonsil surgery last Monday, about 9 to 10 days ago. And... at this stage, I don't think it's going to get better because this morning I woke up with an Aussie accent and I was so happy. I called one of my best friends and I told her that I have my accent back. But during that phone call, in the space of about 5 to 10 minutes,
it went back to
Irish. So she's an Australian woman.
Yes. She's an Asian woman living in Australia who has an Australian accent, but because of surgery, she says it switched to an Irish accent. The doctors say it does appear to be a case of foreign accent syndrome.
That's so nuts.
She was freaking out. She thought she could have a stroke or something. That's what led to this. But showing no other signs of illness, she has been discharged and told just to go home and rest. They said they couldn't do anything,
They said you're still healing from your surgery. Maybe the vocal cords got damaged or something like that. An ear, nose, and throat specialist suggested she just has to wait and see if it goes away on its own.
It's just weird because it seems like it's different vowels and different sounds that you're extending. That's how an accent
right.
works.
And same things like morning, right? Like
right.
That's developed. Like, that's learned, I think. I mean, mm-hmm. you know.
That's why I always wondered, like, if floating around in our brain, we've seen enough movies, we've seen enough stuff that your brain's like, I know exactly how I would speak in an Irish accent.
I think it's all in there. I think all, like, dialects and stuff are in your brain.
You know, but we just don't.
But if you've never been exposed to it, I understand an accent, but, like, how, if I've never heard a German speak, how all of a sudden could I wake up like, Ich bin von Segara?
Well, I think you couldn't speak the language, but you'd speak your language with their tone.
There's people that have been in comas that have woken up speaking fluent in languages they never had any sort of exposure to.
Yeah, that's usually when you hear about it as the coma.
Right. That's like,
which is like general anesthesia for this one is weird. Mm-hmm. But I do. I think there's something. I think it's all. I think all dialects and stuff are inside everybody's brain.
We just like forget how to learn how to speak.
We just can't unlock it or whatever.
Wow. That's just wild.
So it's been 12 days since she woke up with a different accent. It hasn't gone away. She does believe. She does, in fact, have foreign accent syndrome. She's getting an MRI and blood test done later today. And then she's also booked in to see a neurologist. She said, I'm lucky to have supportive friends and family. So if there's anything wrong with my head, hopefully they find a cure or treatment for it.
She must have really nice friends because I'd laugh at you for the first 3 days.
Hello, Andy. How you doing?
Oh, Dave, you got that accent.
Good morning to you. Top of the morning.
Oh, boy. It's going to take some getting used to.
How's it going,
the man? The show is going to be different.
Have you had your coffee yet?
No, don't really drink coffee.
Oh, better get into the studio, right? The show's about to start.
Whew, I didn't even catch most of that one.
You have a good weekend.
No, terrible weekend,
no.
You know.
Okay, how's Chipotle?
It's never open for me anymore, man. I can't deal with
this. I know. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either. He's got foreign accent syndrome.
I know.
He keeps saying bagosh and begorn.
I know. I don't even know what that means.
I never did.
It would be crazy weird if someone you knew just developed a different accent.
It would.
Especially here on the show.
Well, that's at least if you developed an Irish one, I'd be like, okay,
it
makes some sense.
Yeah.
But if you came in and all of a sudden you're like, hello, guys! How are you? Like, oh, man, like, we can't do the show.
No, we couldn't.
People would think we were faking.
Exactly. People would accuse me of faking it.
Well, because don't you think there are people that think she's faking?
Yeah. I almost feel like she's faking.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So it's your instant thing is to think someone's faking.
Right. What if you went, like, full, you couldn't get your full Canadian out of you? And you went full Canadian.
Full Canadian? Like
you woke up full North Canadian?
Yeah. Yeah. And you couldn't change it. It just stuck.
She got it.
I mean, I don't know. We might have a better show. If
it's
I went full.
It's funny, Chuck,
for a minute.
It's funny for a while, but the whole everything you say.
Yeah.
That'd not be good.
You going to Dairy Queen today,
No, because
Chuck?
Listen, I have friends that have... were born in the same, around the same place as me, and then they moved to Northern Canada, and I hadn't talked to them in like 15 years, and then I talked to them, and it was like, oh, she got it, what's going on? I'm like, no, wow, they did a full-on Canadian transformation.
Yeah,
wow.
They went full Canadian.
You know, you can go full Canadian, and then it can stick. It's not good. It's not great.
Listen, some things... I mean, she's a dentist. It would still be weird for her patients to hear her speak with an Irish accent all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But when you're on the radio...
Yeah.
And you're all of a sudden, your accent changes overnight.
Like, what if you switched to, like, Catch Me Outside, Girl?
How about that?
You know what I mean?
Just start talking all sassy.
Yeah, the Catch Me Outside type of girl. That you couldn't... I mean...
No, we'd be
everyone done. Would say you're just putting it on, you're faking it.
Right.
Like, no, I got my tonsils out. Knock, I'm Catch Me Outside. I'm talking about that.
What's happening in sports, Chuck?
Oh, you know, Tigers have been playing on Kansas City Royals.
It wouldn't work.
No.
It wouldn't work with us.
It sucks.
Let's hope no one on the show gets foreign accent syndrome. I mean, it seems incredibly rare.
I think it is.
I think we're okay. But...
there's a chance.
Yeah.
People are like, did Dave realize he just actually spoke German? He said he was 15 years old. Yes.
That's the only German I know.
Yeah.
It's the only German I know. Oh my
God. They were blown away. They're like, that actually meant something. Dave said he was 15 years old in German.
Yeah.
No, I knew that. That's what I know. I'm 15 years old and ich mache meine Hausaufgaben. I'm doing my homework.
Right.
That's all I know.
Yeah. I'm 15, I'm doing my homework.
I'm 15, I'm doing my homework. That's all the German phrases I retained.
That's stuck.
Ich bin 15 Jahre alt, ich mache meine Hausaufgaben. I don't know why. Like, I dated an Asian girl. I know a couple of Asian phrases that manjiga lakpun, which is not dirty.
Oh, wow.
It just sounds means dirty. Make sure you lock the door on your way out, because her dad would say that to us all the time.
Oh.
Manjiga lakpun and abasa singumgoy, which means like, hi, how are you? I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Huh. I've retained those.
Two.
I think I keep two from every culture I encounter.
That's not bad.
I also know a little Croatian.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Kakosi.
What?
Gospodje.
I think. Oh.
Yeah.
Kakosi gospodje.
I think it was like the, like, it's, again, it was a greeting on the phone. Her dad was Croatian, right?
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I'd say the last name, Kakosi Gospodje Jenflin.
Oh.
Dia Linda Ovoya Dave or something.
Jesus.
Right? Turns out it means giant white devil.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I know how to say, hi, Mr. So-and-so, it's Dave, is your daughter there.
Right. Huh.
That's all I can communicate with him.
Yeah, right. Dave is always on an adventure.
What's your Indian... Let's go with that one.
Oh, Indian. Wow. Well, it's coming up on the time. It's Eid Mubarak, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
Assalam. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. That. Yeah. So Fed Cora means white trash.
I want to make sure I know when they're talking about you. Me,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They're talking about me if they're like, oh, look at that. So Fed Cora. I'm like, hey. Not white trash. But there's some I picked up. I know the bad words, so I know.
Well, sure, yeah.
I can't say that much.
No.
But they're dirty. They got some dirty Indian stuff.
Oh, I bet.
So you got to look out for that. But hopefully no one wakes up with foreign accent syndrome.
Like, Dave, if you came in and were 100% Indian accent, I'm dying laughing. I'm dying laughing at the news. The news is going to be crazy today.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't work. As I do most of the, you know, the talking on the show, setting stuff up, I'd be the worst person to develop a foreign accent.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny how, you know, like you watch TV, so your brain, like, gives you, like, an image. You see, like, an Asian guy. You think he's going to be from Japan or whatever. It's like, I see a Japanese guy, he's going to be from Japan. I went to Scotland, met a Japanese guy who lived in Scotland, had a Scottish accent. It twisted me up.
Right.
It twisted me up. I was like, wait. I'm like, yes, I get it. You were born in Scotland. You have a Scottish accent. It makes full sense, but your brain is not ready for
it's
it.
Not,
it.
Yeah.
Your brain's not ready
Ireland,
for it.
If you go to Ireland, you see like an Indian man with an Irish accent.
Your brain's not ready
to hear that come out of his mouth.
It twists you up.
How could you like a samosa with that?
What?
Pardon me? Why would you like your curry?
What?
No. Someone said, Dave can put the stank on German, Asian, even Croatian, but he can't say La Quinta.
La Quinta. That's a great point.
La Quinta.
La Quinta.
La Quinta. Yeah, there we go. Yep. I got it now. I can say La Quinta now.
It's not one of the two things.
It's not. I never dated a Spanish chick. Sorry. No. So I never picked up anything.
No.
All right. Coming up here, Florida's effed up. Why did a guy get pissed at his local Walmart? Let's find out.
Is effed up.
A Florida man arrested after causing a disturbance at a Walmart. This 37-year-old guy was arrested after refusing to leave a Walmart in Vero Beach, Florida. Eric Brumall of Sebastian, Florida was upset because he had to wait so long at the checkout. He said there weren't enough open registers and he was pissed. Walmart employees told him to leave. He wouldn't. He just continued to complain and yell. Finally, store security was sent out.
Mm-hmm.
He
He was told he had to leave the store or they'd have to call the authorities. He still wouldn't leave. Finally, the cops show up. He was argumentative, stated it was his God-given right to be in that Walmart.
Yes.
And they couldn't make him leave. Deputy said, "You're wrong." And you're under arrest.
Yeah. Seen a few of those.
He was placed into custody, transported to the Indian River County Jail. Regular hair or pandemic hair?
Oh, okay.
I haven't had to play this in a while, but here's the question for you. Regular hair or pandemic hair?
That's regular hair.
I mean, you've had time now in
Florida.
He just
hasn't cut it in years and years.
No. You've had time in Florida.
Sure, barbers are open. Everything's going. Yeah.
What's nuts is he has a beard that looks like down to his mid-back, like is right at his belly.
Yeah, it looks like it's 10 years old, this beard.
And his hair is also that long.
Right. His hair is the same length in the front and the back. Mm-hmm. That's something you don't see every day.
No. But no, that's just normal right there.
Yeah.
He had a lot of time to hit the old super cheap cuts. To get in there.
Right, but he never did.
Just didn't bother.
And he has a God-given right to be in that Walmart, and you forget it. You never forget it.
No.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
It's Friday, bitches. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak.
New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up with code RIF. Bet $5 on college hoops and get $200 in bonus bets instantly, win or lose. That's code RIF, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. 21 and over, Michigan only. Bonus issued as free bets. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Chuck the Freak.
Up first here.
Big bottom, talk about bum cakes. My girl's got them. Big bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I leave this behind?
We don't have an intro for big girl stories.
No.
So I just decided I'd play a little big bottoms for you there.
All right.
Nice.
Smile tap.
Nice, Dave.
All right.
Good choice.
Okay. Are we about to talk about great big asses?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Big girls.
Oh.
Big girls fighting in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
There's a story from the South Euclid Police Department about a fight that took place in the potato chip aisle.
Oh.
One of the most dangerous aisles in all of Ohio.
Yeah. Of course, it was at the Walmart. What they used as weapons, though, is what really stands out here. And I'll get to that in a second. When officers arrived, I guess they learned that one big girl had a protection order out against the other big girl.
What are you doing in this place? You're not supposed to be in the chip aisle. You're not supposed to be at McDonald's. Stay back. You know you have to be 55 feet away from me at all times.
Yes.
And your circumference is at least 4 feet.
Then I'm allowed to be an American, too. And be here. This is chips. That's everybody's chips.
You know it's the Wild West when we're in Walmart.
I think that we need to solve this hand-to-hand combat.
On guard.
I guess they resided in the same duplex in University Heights, Ohio, for a little while, and that's where one woman took out a protection order against the other woman.
Yeah.
Apparently, when these two big girls made eye contact with one another at the Walmart.
They just ran into each other in the chip aisle?
Yeah.
Yeah, squinty eye contact.
We both like chips.
Well, if two big girls are in Walmart, chances are they're going to be in the chip aisle.
Oh, you're going to run into each other. You like the same things.
One girl threatened to beat her ass.
Oh, yeah.
She pulled down her COVID mask and attempted to spit at her.
Mm-hmm.
When she missed,
That's what tricks. No.
She grabbed a 10-pound meat log to swing it around as her weapon.
Oh, my God.
Meat log.
A meat log.
Yeah, if you don't know what a Walmart meat log is, that's it right there.
She just happened to have it.
Well, sure, she needs a lot of meat.
Mm-hmm. So beefy.
She could swing that like it's a toothpick.
That's, yeah, no problems there.
Yeah.
I want the image of two big girls swinging around meat logs as weapons in the aisle of a Walmart. That would have been a sight.
Like a big girl Star Wars scene. Like the meat logs instead.
Oh, my God.
What kind of sound effects do they make when the meat logs...
I guess I'm Vader.
It would have been very similar to this, I think, in terms of breathing sound.
For chips is your downfall. Don't make me destroy you. I'll become more powerful than you can even imagine. So tired from the beef fight.
two swings each and we're exhausted.
Yeah. Officers arrested a 25-year-old Cleveland woman and charged her with assault and violating a temporary protection order. A criminal history check revealed a history of violent behavior and multiple warrants out for her arrest.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the police report, they had put, it is unknown as to what initially led to the beef between the two women.
It was probably beef.
Beef led to beef.
Probably literally beef.
Second, I was cooking on a barbecue and all of a sudden the meat's gone.
Yeah, that was me. I took all your beef.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's dilemma.
I puff up. It's their sign of aggression.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is the most Ohio Walmart story in the history of Ohio Walmart.
It's incredible.
A meat log fight in the chip aisle between two big girls.
I'm surprised like aisles weren't knocked down and like there's big holes in the wall.
Protect the chips!
Yeah. Everyone just ran. I'm sure they just ran.
Oh, yeah. They're sitting there and it's like... Shake it! Earthquake! Earthquake!
People are diving under tables.
Yep. No, just two big girls in the chip aisle again. no one was injured.
Mm-hmm.
But
they probably have something in Ohio where they get on the radio and are like, there's a big girl beef fight.
It's probably like a code 72 or something. We got a code 72 at Walmart and a chip aisle code 72.
I bet there's just a lot of blocking beef
with
forearms.
Listen, 10 pounds of ground beef to the head? That would hurt.
That would
hurt. Imagine this beefy thing slapping you across the face.
I can imagine, James. I wish I was that beefy. All I know is that when you have like a baseball bat, you know, they're like 1/10 of that weight and they feel heavy. Like you hold them out and it's like, wow, that can feel heavy. And this thing would feel that'd feel like so much weight. But I'm telling you, if I hit you with 10 pounds of beef on a full swing, I think it's lights out for you.
Could be.
You know,
I've never purchased my beef in logs.
No,
I don't eat a lot of beef. I don't eat 10 pounds of beef at a time.
No. I also usually prefer my beef. Actually, it looks like the fat isn't too bad on that one. 93 lean.
Oh, that's
fat.
All right.
Oh, wow. That's
usually those
good.
Logs are like a higher fat content.
80-20.
Yeah.
They figure if you're buying a log, you want more fat in it.
I guess.
I think so.
I feel like the fat's just making the heavier with less to eat.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm never going to be able to go into a Walmart meat section again without hearing lightsaber sound effects.
Yeah. Sounds like a grinder.
All right. Here's another different weapon making headlines this morning. We're off to Florida for this, where a guy is charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after Marion County deputies say he attacked another man with a pair of wooden nunchucks, also known as nunchaku.
Oh,
in case you were wondering.
Nice.
Yeah. 35-year-old Hewitt Watkins was arrested. Deputies say he hit the man with the nunchucks because he had lent him several of his DVDs and did not get them back.
Oh, man. I hope that Al doesn't do this. He's lent me a couple DVDs that are still sitting on my island.
They're Star Trek, too.
Yeah, they are. Still on my island.
He knows exactly what he's lent you, so you better give them back to him.
I know. Well, I haven't even put him in a DVD player.
Don't forget, I have a phaser.
That's right.
That is true.
He travels with one. Yeah,
that is true.
No word to the extent of the injuries to the victim, who was the victim of the nunchucks.
Yeah.
This guy's being held on a $10,000 bond at the Marion County Detention Center. Next court date is set for a couple of weeks from now. Looking at his mugshot, what kind of DVDs do you think this guy may have lent out?
Oh, man.
Joe Dirt, the trilogy.
There's a lot of sequels,
a lot of unnecessary sequels.
Yeah.
The most valued one is probably Backdoor Banger 7.
Oh, you went a different. You went porn.
Yeah, sure. Little stash.
Did you keep Backdoor Banger 7?
I'm sorry. There was a scene that I can't get out of my mind. I have to watch it.
Not a lot of people are having DVD fights these days.
No, not many.
But this guy does. Yeah, and he looks like he's...
My buddy built a set of those wooden... nunchuckas or whatever you call them.
Yeah, nunchucka.
It was basically two twigs, the end of two twigs, not twigs, like hockey sticks.
Yep.
And then he put like a bolted like a chain in between them.
Very nice. I have two sets of nunchucks. One is constructed out of dongers and chains.
Yes.
And one is an actual wooden set of nunchucks that I'm scared to actually swing around.
Oh, man.
I don't want to hurt myself.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like there's that one video of the guy who's like,
practicing and doing it all crazy.
And then he does
his
flip
nuts.
And
Does the flip.
Hits his head. It's not good.
No,
you got to know what you're doing.
It's a crazy weapon of choice for DVD retrieval.
It absolutely is.
I just can't even imagine someone's like, where's my DVDs? And then they just drop down one nunchuck. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to get
it's
shot.
It's crazy that you'd be like mad at somebody and be like, yeah, you're getting called from nunchucks.
Yeah. What are you bringing to go get this?
I'm going to just bring my weapon of choice.
Butterfly knife?
Yeah, nope. Oh, my God.
I've been practicing. Clearly.
Imagine this. You're sleeping in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
You start to hear what sounds like rain. You can feel, actually, something drip on your face a little bit.
Oh, well, that's not right.
Mm. However, when you turn on the lights, that's not rain. That water is actually blood.
What?
This just happened to a woman in El Paso, Texas. Blood pouring down from the ceiling above her.
That's terrible.
Really, really story here from KTSM TV. Let's take a listen.
There was blood dripping. Mi apartamento está lleno de sangre.
What?
Ana Cardenas waking up in a panic after seeing blood dripping from her ceiling. The fan spreading it across the room.
Mucho asco. Entré en shock.
It grossed me out. I was in shock. I thought, this isn't real. This is a dream. Wake up. I called maintenance and they said, are you sure? And I said, blood is falling on me. After calling 911, Anna learned the blood, which covered her bed, clothing, furniture, and even her hair, was coming from the neighbor in the upstairs apartment. A man somewhere between ages 55 and 70 had died. The firefighters knocked down his door and the body was laying exactly where my fan is underneath. He had carpet, but the blood seeped through to my ceiling. Anna says police determined her neighbor died from natural causes and was decomposing for about 5 to 6 days. Anna says her mattress was destroyed from the blood
and now she
battles apartment management for compensation. KTSM walked to her apartment after it was disinfected. The ceiling had been taken out, but flies and a foul smell still linger.
Anna says her apartment
does not return her calls. We tried calling as well.
Thank you for calling Sierra Vista Apartment. We are either away from our guest or with a customer.
But we just received the voicemail. Anna says for now she's traumatized, can't eat or sleep, and needs a medical exam to ensure she doesn't have an infection.
It was an awful impact.
Now, on
Arizona says she did not renew her lease and continues to search for an apartment in her budget. In the meantime, she is waiting to hear back from apartment owners to compensate for her damaged belongings.
Thank you for calling. If you had a blood dripping from your ceiling, press one.
One.
Someone will get back with you shortly.
If your place is haunted, press two.
I'm pretty sure two, because this is the thing.
Oh,
I bet she thinks it's haunted. I bet she, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, is that the worst place you could live?
Ooh,
that's like one of the worst places you can.
One of the worst, yeah, it seems like.
You have to leave immediately.
No. And then, bad enough, the fan spraying it all around the room.
No, it's like right out of a horror. It's right out of a horror movie.
Absolutely.
Did she smell anything?
I'm sure she did.
Decomposing body?
Listen, 5 to 7 days in the Texas heat.
Yeah, that's so gross. Well, that's why. Imagine. That's why the person just melted down to nothing.
Well, then there were flies.
Yeah,
she was dealing with
flies. I don't care. You cut my ceiling out or whatever, but you didn't cut the floor out above.
No, like, so his body juice is still in that floor,
and it's the smell is never going away.
No. They would have had to rip the floor and the ceiling.
They gotta burn the whole place down.
Excuse or her solution for most things is to burn it to the ground.
It's pretty extreme.
Burn it to the ground.
It's pretty extreme.
What?
Lisa's home renovation show.
Yes, burn it.
Wow, look at this. We're going to burn it right to the ground. Start fresh. Tonight on Burn It Down with Lisa Way. Go ahead and burn it down, boys.
This is a pretty good foundation here.
It's just like a bunch of hunks of flamethrowers. Burning stuff down.
First, we'll burn it down.
Yeah. That's right, boys. Light up those flamethrowers. Lisa says it gets burned. We burn it down.
You could bulldoze it. Whatever you need to do. It just needs to go.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way I would ever live there again. And I understand being traumatized by 5 to 7 day old blood that's pouring all over you in your room.
Yeah. Well, it would have looked like a horror movie. But the blood splattered all around from the fan. Blood and juices, right?
It's not this is not just
juices.
It's blood and juice.
It's everything.
It's all your fat.
It's that man.
Yeah, it's that man.
That man was flying all through her room.
Yeah. That is so gross.
Imagine you get a deal. The next person that moves in that place, and they get a deal, and then they find out that body juice was flying all
Oh, my God.
How'd you get this place so cheap, please? Wow, I can't believe it.
Body juice was here.
Hey, hello, Lisa. Welcome to the building. How are you? I would really like to welcome you to our community. Pretty nuts about your room, huh?
What do you mean?
It was a room where the guy above did decompose, and the blood poured down upon everything in that room.
Oh, yeah, all that. Oh, yeah. Oh, big deal. I got a good deal.
Not afraid?
Because it's haunted as can be.
The body juice apartment.
Mm. We got most of that body juice out. Yeah, we did a little put of bleach.
He's a fine. He's just a body use.
Oh, you know what? Body use.
That poor lady.
I know, it's bad times.
I get why she's messed up from that.
Yes.
Oh, man.
She was laying in her bed.
Yeah.
And
felt rain.
No, that man was dripping on her.
Yeah. Right? She felt a rain like.
Dripping on her.
Yes.
In her face.
Yeah. It sounded like rain was falling.
Mm-hmm. Poor woman. That's traumatizing to say the least.
Then they won't call her back or whatever.
No, they won't call her back.
Hello, you've reached the Alta Vista apartments. Hi.
There's some blood everywhere. My mind is not right anymore. Please help me.
Beep, beep. Leave a message, beep.
Hello, this is in apartment 106.
Oh, disconnecting.
This thing is broken or something.
How do they not know how old the guy was? Like 55
to
70?
70?
Like, they don't know anything.
Because they don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
And he's not left.
The building must have info on him.
Yeah, like what happened to the guy?
I don't know.
Know how legit that place is.
That's what I was going to say.
It's like Shady Towers.
I don't know if you have to give your actual info to stay there.
Right? It seems like they might prey on people.
Oh,
that
God.
Someone said,
it's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men.
Oh,
that man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep.
All right. This next one is a hot or not. So put on your thinking caps, boys, because we got to get to work. Michigan woman faces assault charges after investigators say she tried to run her boyfriend over with a car. Michigan State Police called to an apartment parking lot in Alpena County for a report of a white Chevy Impala running into other vehicles. According to the driver, 20-year-old Christy Ann Clay, she and her boyfriend had gotten into an argument. Clay said her boyfriend was in the driveway with his vehicle. They argued when she was leaving. She rammed his car and partially blocked her car. And then, according to the boyfriend, she tried to run him over when he attempted to stop her. This is when the boyfriend got inside his vehicle before Clay rammed it again while he was seated inside of it. She then left the scene in her car. Michigan State Police said one other vehicle in the parking lot suffered damage from when the Impala hit it. Christy Ann Clay is charged with assault with a dangerous weapon, malicious destruction of property, and operating with no license. She's due back in court in about a week from now. The question that still lingers, though, is she hot or not?
Man, my gut is, you know, it's Alpena. Christy Ann strikes me as a...
What?
That's, yeah.
What?
It's a bigger name.
Okay.
It's a bigger name.
Come on. Okay.
Also, there wasn't a lot of physical nature to this attack. It was motor vehicle.
Right.
You know, which... You know, helps if you can't get around too well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Put it in D.
Put it in D and get him. So I'm going to say, I actually am just going to stick to my gut. I think that this girl, even though the last couple have been hot, hotter than you'd think, I'm going gross again. She's a two. A big two.
I think
a big, tough two.
I think everything you said, I think is right on. I think she's a little uglier than even a two. Probably a bigger one.
A bigger one.
Okay, we got a big tough two and a bigger one here on the scoreboard. I'd say you're both wrong.
Oh, man.
This one is fairly attractive.
This is your normal run-of-the-mill psychopath.
Yes, she's got crazy eyes. You can see it in her eyes, right? Fiery, almost.
Yep.
But I'd rate her a decent Michigan 7.
Yeah, probably Michigan 6.
6.
Yeah. Michigan 6?
Yeah.
I think, well, this is a mugshot. I always give them like a point or two grace.
I'm sure that she...
Yeah, her social media.
Social media is pretty
20
decent.
She's a 20-year-old.
Oh, she was 20.
Yeah, you didn't get that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, how'd you miss that bit?
I don't know why I thought she was older.
No, she's only 20. Not much about her here.
The only thing I could find on Facebook was that could possibly be her was a profile that hasn't been touched in like 6 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that would mean she was 14.
Yeah.
When she made it, so.
Yeah, so at least a 6, possibly a 7.
Yeah.
More than you'd expect.
Yeah.
Sure. But she will run you over with a car. So that comes along with that. Is it possible that 6% of Americans don't know what a bear is?
Yes,
100%.
I believe
100%. It's 100% possible.
I'm surprised the number's so low.
Yeah. Because that's the only way this makes sense. They asked thousands of Americans which animals they think they could beat in a fight. Meaning unarmed, no weapons.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Hand-to-hand combat. 6% or 1 in 17 Americans said they could take down a grizzly.
They are very stupid.
Oh, my God. They're so dumb.
They are very stupid.
A grizzly.
Hand to hand?
Is that yes. Hand no weapons. To hand. Unarmed.
Wow.
So I don't think they know what a grizzly bear is.
I think you're right. I think they think it's a koala bear.
Something.
They have got
they've
bears
got it wrong.
Mixed up.
No, I think that there's people that think they're that tough.
I think so, too.
Is that maybe what it a mix is? Of both.
Yeah.
Some think they're tough and some don't know what it
so
is.
It's probably
and that
split.
Leads to 6%.
It's probably split. The 3%. There's 3% dumb and 3% tough.
Somebody who claims that, you should just let them do it.
I don't agree. Yeah, I agree. I think it's like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, do they think they have a knife?
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't have a knife, you have no chance.
No, and even with a knife,
boy, you better get it right.
Mm. Your scalp's going to be way different.
Here's more matchups and how we think we'd do. A lion.
dead. You're dead.
8% of Americans said they could beat up a lion.
Oh, my God.
And this isn't the macho guy thing. 7% of women said yes to that, too. Hmm.
They must think that they're way smaller or something than they are.
I don't think they understand the power of what a lion would do to you.
Yeah.
There are cats, house cats, that will keep people stuck in a room.
Yes, we've talked about those stories.
You know what I mean? Huh. This is a lion.
Yeah.
The king of the jungle.
Right.
People think they could beat it.
Someone said, let's not forget a grizzly bear can take the head off a moose with a single swipe of their paw. Okay?
Like, how are you going to fight?
One single swipe.
See your head. Yeah, the moose head's gone.
They're killing machines.
Yes.
Yeah. Built to kill.
An elephant.
That's a funny one to think you can.
Okay. Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to pretend to be a mouse or something before he squashes me just dead or tusks me to death?
You think you're going
to
punch him just right in his face and he's going to fall over?
8% of Americans think they can beat up an elephant.
To be honest, without a weapon, I don't think there's any way for us to kill an elephant.
No.
Without a hand-to-hand combat.
I think you're right.
I don't think we could kill it.
There's no place.
I could maybe get its eyes.
What about the balls?
Its eyes are the only thing.
What if you went right for the elephant's balls?
I don't know if you could do damage to an elephant's balls. Have you seen those things?
How big would they be?
I don't know.
They're pretty big.
I don't know.
What if it's a female elephant attacking you?
Right for the badge.
In combat.
Under in the badge.
I don't know.
Your arm's going to go right in there.
Yeah, your arm will be right in.
I might climb in there for safety.
A crocodile.
I know that everyone's seen, you know,
Crocodile Dundee.
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
You know, I understand being able to tackle one, and with the right tools, you can tape its mouth shut or something like that. But in real...
If you were in the water with one, or if one even out of the water, I think that most people couldn't pin it and then wrap its mouth like
exactly.
That. 9% of Americans believe.
I believe it's like just around the same group of people. Like there are some people out there, obviously, that think they can defeat everything you throw their way.
A wolf.
You have a slight chance against a wolf, I'd say, unless it had buddies. But
it's going to be ugly, though.
Like, oh, it's going to be. You'd have to get it right.
Yeah. I think you could beat a wolf, but it would...
But you could choke a wolf out.
Right.
12% think they could beat up a wolf. 14% think they could beat up a kangaroo.
No.
Ooh, you haven't seen the videos of those then.
But there, I saw that one video, the guy punched the one in the face. But is it to the death? Because you don't have the weapons that they have.
Oh, don't they lean back on their tails and swipe at you with
those hook claws?
Yeah, with their feet.
They'll open your guts up.
Yeah.
An eagle, so an attack from the air.
I think I could defend myself against an eagle attack.
30% of Americans think they could.
Yeah. Again, I think it'd be ugly.
I wouldn't like it.
A goose. And they're more aggressive than some people think.
You should be able to see.
They are, but
goose,
I've always thought I could just grab a goose right by the head. If it took that, I'd just...
Give us a swing.
I just give it the swing. I would. Yeah. I'd swing it around in a circle.
I go for the next.
Yeah, just grab that thing and swing.
61% said no problem. They could take on a goose. A house cat.
Yeah, you should be able to take on a house cat.
I mean, it's going to hurt.
This is crazy. The opposite end of it here. I thought this would be like 92%, 69% are only confident they'd win against a house cat.
Mm. Whoa.
The problem is with all of this stuff is you have to be willing to kill the animal that you're fighting.
Right.
Right. So I don't want to have to kill a house cat. I really don't. But you should know that if a house cat's eating your arm or whatever.
I think if a house cat's going nuts on you, then it'll do some damage to you.
It will damage you, but in the grand scheme of things, they don't really stand a chance against a human.
And a rat. How many Americans think they could beat up a rat?
I'll kill a rat dead. Grab by the tail and do the swing.
The swing will gross out.
Oh, I wouldn't want to touch it.
Only 72%. Only 72% of Americans think they could beat up a rat.
Well, you guys saw me when we had that mouse. I mean, I'm not going to be... I'm not going to be...
You just screamed and ran out the door.
Ran out of the room.
You know.
You just...
I'm no hero.
Left Lisa.
I'm no hero.
In there.
I've killed many rats, but they have brought me to tears when I had to take a BB gun and finish up its misery because the rat didn't do his job.
Yep.
So they're dirty, nasty vile creatures, but they still could bring a grown man to tears when you have to
you're taking a
old
life.
Yeller it, you know?
Yeah, you're taking a
and
life.
You missed twice with the BB gun.
Oh, I'm sorry. The poll also looked at how 33 different animals would do against each other, and they found that elephants and rhinos would actually be the hardest to beat in general.
Imagine trying to fight a rhino.
the only advantage you got is they're, like, blind.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
So I'd have to just, like, hide behind a tree and hope he just doesn't sniff
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you'd have to...
Because he'll knock that tree right
he'll
over.
Sniff, yeah.
Vision.
He'll sniff you.
A rhino's crazy.
Oh, my God. Lonnie.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right. How you doing today?
Doing okay. You...
Dave?
Hi, yes.
Yeah, a friend of mine, he got in a fight with a monkey. He had, like, two or three chimpanzees.
Uh-oh.
And he came home from work one day, and the monkey was looking at him all funny, you know? And he's like, what's going on with this monkey? And he said that him and the monkey got in this big brawl that they ended up fighting and punching and all this. And it took him, like... They had a big fight, and then they took a little pause. He said, then the monkey came at him again. He said, overall, they ended up fighting over 8 hours.
What?
Before the monkey finally succeeded to him and, you know, let him be dominant. Because I guess they get dominant.
Challenged him. Donnie, your buddy was in an 8-hour monkey fight?
Yeah.
He was in an 8-hour monkey fight.
With chimpanzees.
No doubt about it.
With a chimp or with a monkey?
With a chimpanzee.
Oh, my God. He's lucky to be alive.
Right, they'll rip your face off.
Oh, yeah.
They're much stronger
he said
than
the monkey's looking at him all funny and that, and he's like, what's going on with the monkey, you know? And he said they just had a big brawl, and he said after, like, 8 hours, the monkey finally decided he had enough.
Wow, yeah. My God. That, I mean, how do you let it go for 8 hours? Right,
that's crazy.
You leave the house and be like, calm down, dude, I'm going outside.
It's his house.
Oh, yeah, they tore up he had a room all set up for him and everything, and the monkey used to have clothes and all that. And he said that they fought, and then they took rest and a pause, and then the monkey came at him again. And, you know, it took him over 8 hours to finally beat this monkey up.
That's wild. That is a wild.
Lonnie, your buddy's nuts. Your buddy is crazy. What, did he keep the monkeys after that?
Oh, yeah. He was an older guy, and they used to call him Monkey Man. He lived in Southgate, Michigan.
Okay. What kind of clothes did he have for his chimps and...
Well, he just had, you know, like small kids' clothes, pants and shirts and stuff like that, and they wore diapers. He said that the monkey also put his hand in his diaper and threw a load of crap at him.
Oh, yeah, that's their move.
They weaponized poop.
That's their move.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yeah, he sure did.
All right, Lonnie, well, thanks for that tale, man. You have a great day.
All right, have a good one, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Like, what are you looking at, monkey? The monkey's giving him funny looks.
Well, Lonnie's friend is crazy.
Lonnie's friend is insane.
To fight with a monkey for eight hours.
Yeah,
you have to be insane.
But and also, he dresses monkey in clothes.
Yeah.
Probably tropical shirts for the summer. And
he's known as Monkey Man.
I love this guy. I don't know who he is, but... This guy's amazing.
Michigan the Monkey Man?
This guy's amazing. He fought a monkey that would have ripped his genitals off and tore his face off.
But he wasn't
and
going
ate
down.
His fingers off.
He wasn't letting that monkey win. And eventually, after 8 hours, the monkey's like, fine.
Because remember that one lady?
Yeah, I ripped her face right off.
Oh. Ripped her face off and her fingers off.
They do that all the time.
Yep.
Like, I guess she wasn't as tough as this guy. He must have had some stuff.
If you got three of them and you're trying to do some kind of movie where you got like three, you're raising three chimpanzees, they're going to try to take your house in here. Yeah.
Eventually, one of them's going to be like, I want to be the boss.
Right.
And you got to have a bunch of weapons.
Yep.
What a crazy scene that must have been. Does a chimp rip its clothes off if it's going to fight? Or was he fighting all in like...
I've never seen a chimp in clothes like that fight.
Funny to think one dressed like Vanilla Ice or something like that. Trying to fight it.
Yeah. He's insane got a chain story. On. Gold chain.
We're talking about Americans thinking the animals that they could take in a fight. And Irene has a comment here from Tampa. Hi, Irene.
So I heard Chuck the Freak say that he thinks he could fight a goose.
Yeah.
And there's just no way, no possible way. I used to go to a college that, I mean, the geese just would flock to. But next door, we had there was a convent, and then the nuns used to, like, walk through campus to go to the Catholic school, high school next door. Mm-hmm. And one day we get up, I'm walking through college campus, and there was a nun that was on the ground being attacked by a goose, and there was this little girl trying to push it away, and both of them were getting just attacked by this goose. And it ended up taking three of us all, like, smacking this thing with our backpacks to get it from stopping to attack this nun. The nun, she was on the ground. She ended up with, like, she broke her leg. She was all cut up. She had, like, 34 lacerations from that goose attack.
Oh, my God. Listen, you don't want to have to. You don't want to have to fight a goose.
No, you don't.
But I wouldn't be trying to back it off with backpacks. Like, when you decide you're fighting a goose to the death, when you decide, you grab it by its neck, and you swing it
and
around.
And they did get the goose off the nun. The nun was probably old and couldn't, you know.
Right.
Depends on the age.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of guys that could grab a goose by the... Yeah, you just don't want to. I don't want to kill a goose. Right. I don't want to have to kill one of these geese. No. They look at me, though. Like,
oh yeah,
what are you going to do?
I see them every day. They don't get aggressive with me, but I have dogs
I've seen
me.
The geese get aggressive.
Oh, they get they got aggressive with me. I told you when Jameson was barking at one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it was on its nest.
Mm. Yeah.
They just see me and Douglas, and they're like, gotta go.
Yeah. Okay. They're not going to mess with Douglas.
They tell all their friends. And like, yeah, and they're crazy, like, Douglas.
Like, yeah, they're not sticking around for Douglas.
No,
they know that. Like, they look at me and they're like, maybe I could take you. But a dog, they're like,
yeah, no way. Mm-hmm.
They got big teeth.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
John's in Boston. He's joining us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Were you in a monkey fight?
Not a monkey fight. It was a matter of my friend's aunt and uncle back in the 80s and 90s used to collect all these exotic animals, and they'd get in trouble from their neighbors. But they had this spider monkey, and the spider monkey was a hornball. He was constantly grabbing her boobs, grabbing his penis. It was crazy.
Wow.
And they put up with it for a few months, and then they just couldn't take it anymore, had to get rid of it. It was constantly trying to get in bed with them. It was nuts. And we know spider monkeys grab themselves at the zoo, but you don't expect them to, like, grab the genitals of their owners, of human beings.
No. Yeah, no, like, not.
So you've got a bisexual, horny spider monkey in your house.
They're all bisexual.
And yeah, what do you
bisexual.
Do?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, he would sit there and eat and finish eating, burp, and then just jump on her and, like, just start grabbing her boobs. It was nuts. And then he'd try to stop him, and then he'd turn around and just jump on the floor and hop up and grab his balls. So just it was nuts. They had to get rid of them after a few months. They were sick of it.
They don't tell you that about monkeys.
They sure don't.
You know, like that he's gonna try and jerk you off and stuff like that.
Jerk you off.
It's not what you expect. You think they're cute and gonna sit on your shoulder and stuff and like eat some fruit and open a box, eat some popcorn. Nope. They're gonna try and jerk you.
Yeah.
That's no good.
They asked Americans what animals they think they could beat in a fight. Lucas in Port Huron, you fought a rooster.
Yeah, so when I was probably 2 years ago, I was living with my girlfriend and her aunt, and her aunt had a farm. Well, on this farm, she had probably six chickens and one rooster that was the devil.
Yeah.
And every day I'd come home from work, I'd hop out of my car, and this rooster would just haul just straight for me. Straight for me, it would attack my legs, and I'd kick it. I'd kick the crap out of this thing. And for about 2 or 3 weeks, it was just non-stop. And it got to a point eventually where we ended up putting it down, but this thing was persistent. It was just everywhere.
Yeah, it hated you. For some reason, that rooster hated
it's
him.
It's like, get away from my bitches, I think. That's
probably
the way it feels.
Was the male aspect
it's just,
of it.
Just get out of here.
It was like he was threatening
his
territory.
Sharp claws, too.
Yeah, they got that spur,
but in the grand scheme of things.
He can kick a rooster's ass.
Yeah. Now, Steve in Cape Coral, did you see a bear wrestling?
Yeah, it was an event in a club. It was some time ago. Event in a club in South Louisiana. A guy brings in, you know, this obviously his bear for, you know, a show. Right. So he gets people from the audience to come in and try to get the bear off his feet.
Jesus.
That's basically all you do. Get the bear off the feet, you win $500. So first guy up, this gigantic, huge muscle-bound guy jumps in there thinking he's going to take the bear down. Within seconds, the bear has the guy face down on the floor, one arm tucked up behind his back, and his muzzle forcing his head down onto the mat.
Yeah.
And it was over in seconds. No way is a man going to take, and this was a small black bear.
Yes.
It wasn't even a grizzly or anything. You know, and also for these guys who think they can take on a bear, grizzly bear, watch the scene of the Revenant.
That's it.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, just watch that. You'll know.
That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Terrifying.
Yeah.
They rape you.
Yep.
Yeah. And then
you thank you guys. Enjoy
yep.
it.
Okay. Yeah, thank
all right,
you.
Steve.
What a weird show. Bear show.
Right. You go to a South Louisiana bear wrestling show?
That was in like
semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Yeah, they did that too. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Now, Brian.
But I think they have done those bear wrestling.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not anymore.
The
probably,
South you know, or whatever.
Not cool anymore. Except on the ground. Brian, your mom had to fight a monkey.
It was partly my fault. My dad used to work at McLeod Steel down back in the day before it closed, mm-hmm. and a guy that he worked with gave him a monkey. We found out later why. This thing was mean as all get up, and one day I thought it would be funny to let it out of its cage. No. It grabbed a broomstick and chased my mom and beat the dickens out of her for several hours before my dad got home from work and trapped this thing in a corner.
Oh my God, your poor mom. What terrifying hours they were.
Okay.
She was horrified. This thing, I ran in my room after I did it and stayed in there. But, I mean, this thing was mean.
Wait, hold on. You hid in your room and let a monkey beat your mom up for hours?
Yes.
I was like eight years old, man. The monkey was as big as me.
Yeah, what's he gonna do?
Mom said to go hide, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wanted to blister me bad after that, I'll tell you what.
Oh, I'm sure. I am sure. All right, dude. Thanks for calling in.
I think what you're learning here is don't take a work mystery monkey.
Why do you want to get rid of it? Because of that.
Oh, he's great. He's great. Just take him.
I wonder if that wasn't Monkey Man.
No.
Somebody different.
It's crazy though. You don't take that. I mean, the first thing the monkey does is grab a weapon, broomstick.
Yeah, like he's figured out weapons.
Yes, he was probably surveying the whole place. Like, if I get out of here, I'm grabbing that and beat the hell out of her.
Yeah,
he didn't want to be there. No monkey really wants to be there.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy.
They'd rather be out.
It takes a special family though to say, "Yeah, we'll take your monkey.
I've always wanted a monkey."
Thing is though, I am selling it hard. I'm trying to get rid of this monkey. So, you know what? Listen, you can have the cage. I'll give you the cage.
Really?
Great.
I'll give you his clothes, diapers. I got tons. I'm just going to give it to you.
Why are you getting rid of your monkey, Chuck?
You know what? I'm running out of space. That's why I'm downsizing down to a tent.
That's weird.
Yep.
Nope. And he's okay. Like, he's good with kids. Oh, I got an 8-year-old.
Great with kids.
No problem.
Yeah, no.
And my wife,
with
ladies, he's fine. My wife will be home during the day when I'm not there.
Oh, she'll be fine.
It'll be good company for her.
I keep him in the cage.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, okay.
Keep him in there. Mm. Don't let him out much.
Okay.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Give me your mom.
Let me take that monkey from you.
Take it.
All right. And that's how.
He's jumping a little bit.
Mom gets almost beaten to death.
Yeah.
You don't want mom beat up by a monkey. So keep that in mind. All these people think they could take on these animals. We've heard most of the time it doesn't end well.
No.
So don't try and beat up a lion or a bear.
Right.
Or even a house cat for most Americans.
Right.
Because they won't be able to do it.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Excellent.
Friday, bitches.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
We'll start with this.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
You guys may remember the story from years ago that I told when Amber and I were heading out on a road trip and I was driving her car, not realizing she hadn't closed the hood correctly.
Oh, yeah.
And the hood blew open we were on the highway.
Yep.
Terrifying moment. Of course, what I did immediately is what most people would do. Pull over.
Yeah.
Sure. Not the woman in this story.
Mm. No.
A woman was caught on camera driving down I-43 in Milwaukee with her hood up, blocking her windshield. And she just kept going. She looked out of the little part down here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
As she's driving down the highway. Incredibly dumb. And apparently she was on her phone, too.
Well, I guess you gotta call somebody.
Ma'am, do you think you were distracted at all while you were driving this little car?
No. I had to call my son. Let him know my hood was up.
Oh, my God. Here's the story of what happened from Fox 6. Take a listen to this report.
This driver Monday morning wasn't just behind the wheel. She was also behind the hood.
You can't see out your full view of the windshield. You shouldn't be driving down the road.
A man named Mike took this video. He asked me how she used his last name.
I don't know.
Obviously, we're not making the right choices because if something did happen or if there's something you missed, you're going to probably get yourself into an accident.
The woman is seen driving on 43 northbound at around 9 in the morning with her hood up, blocking her windshield. You can see her crouched down, navigating the road through a narrow strip of visibility above her dashboard. Making matters worse, she was also distracted by her phone.
It's kind of scary to see her, you know, switching lanes and back and forth and on the phone at the same time.
She goes past the Winnebago Street overpass and makes it roughly 4 miles before Mike says she exited onto Capitol. Mike says he did not call 911 and says others passing her were also wide-eyed in disbelief.
Who knows where she came from and where she was going?
I'd love to know where she was going.
Me too.
Now, believe it or not, we reached out to the DOT. They told us they did not capture any of this on their cameras. We also reached out to the sheriff's office for comment, but we didn't hear back. Reporting live in Milwaukee, Brett Lemoyne, Fox 6 News.
Me and Roan were driving home the other day from baseball, and we're on a highway, and we see like a black pickup truck, and there's a guy jumping up and down. I can see him jumping up and down on top of his truck, but I can't understand what's happening. I'm like, there's a guy jumping up and
down.
It's
moving?
No, he's pulled over onto the left shoulder, which is not the safest spot to be. And he's jumping up and down. And as we are driving by, I realize, oh, his hood came up. Same type of thing. And he was trying to squish it back down, but it was completely destroyed once they fold up like that and get blown against your windshield. Yep. It's almost impossible if you're going too fast. They just crumple. And this thing was mangled and he couldn't get it back down. He was trying to push it, stomp it back down. I'm like, well, he's going to have to call somebody.
But I want to know this lady's story. I want to know all about what happened there. Why didn't she just pull over? So I'm thinking, okay, well, there's no shoulder or whatever. But there was.
Oh, absolutely there was. She could have safely pulled over. Maybe she did, and it wouldn't go down.
That,
so she's
it might have happened.
But then, you call somebody.
You don't drive. I'm stranded
here. My hood's...
Yeah, you know, call someone you know.
Point out that hoods are made so that if that happens, you'll still be able to see. They make that space there so that you could still see if it does happen to you on the road.
Yeah.
That's a safety design. But still, it's only for seconds for you to get off or get to the side.
She must have been late to work.
Something. Something's going on.
It's just not something you'd ever expect to see. And she's on her phone, too.
Yeah.
She sees out a sliver of her window, and she's on her phone. It's crazy times on the roads.
I know.
It's super crazy. All right, a couple of sex stories to tell you about next.
All right.
Some people have items on their bucket list that involve getting frisky in strange locations. Maybe that's the case with this couple. Someone called the cops about 9 a.m. Friday. They saw a man and a woman being naughty in a playground in Vero Beach, Florida.
Can't do that.
No. Turned out 52-year-old Sharon Finley and her 44-year-old companion, Jermaine Jackson, were engaging in some adult activities inside the children's tunnel. When the cops arrived, they caught them in the act. I guess they'd been drinking Four Loko and vodka.
Sure.
It's 9 a.m., remember?
They pair well together.
Yeah. I have a feeling.
Not a good time.
Street.
The playground.
Is street folk?
Doesn't mention that.
Okay.
When the cops asked them what they were up to, Sharon said they were making out, which was a big understatement because, according to the police officer, he actually witnessed Jermaine eating her.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Eating her out.
He's making out.
Yeah, we got it.
He's making out with the other end of her.
I believe the guy involved, that's his quote he said to the cop when the cop asked him what he was doing. He said, I was eating them.
Wow.
Yep. And then the woman added, you only live once.
YOLO.
YOLO.
That's a great point.
They were arrested for possession of an open container. They didn't get hit with more serious charges because luckily there weren't any kids at the park at the time.
Yeah. I thought that kids didn't even have to be there. And just because it's like a park like that, you could get charged. But it doesn't make sense. But oh my goodness.
Ooh, he was doing that to her.
Huh? I know,
yeah,
right?
He was. Wow, that's gross.
She's only 52, but she looks like an old granny.
Yeah, you know, she does.
She's going to eventually look like the landlord lady from Kingpin.
Yes, exactly.
Which is that wrinkly actress. Mm-hmm.
She's probably dead by now, right?
Doesn't she make out with somebody in that movie?
Yeah.
It's like a real gross make out.
Puts her tongue in someone's mouth, I think.
I do feel like she's got that voice, though. She looks like she
does
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know?
We were just making out.
What were you doing there in the
making
tunnel?
Making out. He was making out with my pox. You only live once.
He was giving my kitty a long kiss.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you drinking? You guys been drinking?
Of course.
Oh, absolutely. Just Four Loko and vodka.
Straight vodka. It's 9 a.m.
Absolutely. It's good drinking time.
Late start.
It's a children's crawling tunnel you're in here.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Are you up all night, or are you just getting an early start?
We're not really early risers. No more night folk.
Yeah, I was eating that.
Yeah, what's up with him? Yeah, what's up with that guy? He's a decent looking dude.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he's like 10 years younger than her. Why is he eating that in that tunnel?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like a prostitution style thing.
Mm-hmm. There's no reports of anything like
that. Because he's definitely not, like, I was like, okay, this is just two street people finding a place.
Almost.
She might be, but he's not.
They do not match.
No.
Like, she just looks rough. So he's 10 years younger than her? Wow.
Pretty gross.
Very, very gross. All right, speaking of sex in public, this next story is kind of crazy. Video making the rounds on social media shows a couple having sex in a Corpus Christi bar. And that bar is like, hey, this should never happen here.
Sure.
So I'm going to play the news report. They wouldn't air the video, obviously, but we found the very graphic video.
Okay.
We'll play that for you after. But first, here's the story of how this all happened from KIII TV. Let's listen in.
Video is said to have been taken here at this bar, The Social, and after it was posted to social media, the bar did make a statement on their Facebook page.
Reading in part, in light of the actions of a few, we at The Social 110% do not condone nor tolerate this kind of behavior. The bar also posted a picture of new signage on their patio that makes it clear no sex is allowed. We spoke with Corpus Christi police, who explained the act caught on camera is public lewdness, which according to Penal Code 21 2107 is defined as engaging in a sex act and to be reckless about whether a person watching would be offended. Officials say it's not illegal to record this act due to the fact it was not done in a private setting. However, police say public lewdness is a Class A misdemeanor, which comes with a possible fine or up to 2 years in jail.
We did not identify the two in the video due to the fact that they have not been charged. Police have been made aware of this video that is circulating, but have not determined what action, if any, will be taken.
So the video.
Yeah.
Bam.
Can you listen to it?
No, but you don't hear them do anything. It's just there's commentary. A rap song playing that's pretty graphic in the background. But they're both a bit bigger. But it is a...
You can tell, though?
Oh, it's... I mean, you see it
all. Oh, my God. Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's crazy. It's crazy. There's his dong. There's her exposing her backside, twerking for him. And then...
It's like a mating dance.
Yep. And then in he goes. Oh, right there. There you are.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, I just feel like... I think we all shouldn't be here.
I don't like
you watching.
You generally don't hear that noise when you're watching a porn.
It's just regular people having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, both real gross.
Yeah, no good.
Yep.
It's no good.
That chick thinks she's hotter than she is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
That's why I said the way you, she's twerking.
Like, she thinks she's gorgeous.
Yeah, if you're backing your bare booty up to a man at a bar, you're not as hot as you think you are.
No.
God. It's a tough watch.
She's built like Dan Connor's mom from Roseanne.
I like the thumbs up he gives them.
Yeah.
I know. He's that's not, so crazy. Can you imagine being on either side of that?
No.
Yeah, she's pretty gross.
I'd want to look bigger if I was on there.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
So trashy.
That is so crazy.
It's just, but I did, there was like a bar gig I had to do, and people were doing this up against the pole that was like a pillar inside the dance floor. And it was like, what are these people doing? They were doing the exact same type of thing.
Just having sex right there?
Having sex right there, and then someone went up to a bouncer, and then they... kicked him out
that's
of there.
That's nuts. I mean, one, they know people are taping them. They obviously don't care. So you're out of your mind drunk or something.
Yeah.
But you're just like, you're not even hiding. You're at the side of a staircase.
You want everyone to see.
You want.
So these people look like they may be behind a window. So the, I don't know, but he does give them like the, I can see you recording.
Yeah. Is this, you know who he reminds me of? The, what's the rapper guy that says his name in every... Every two seconds.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. He's like a little slimmer DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
And then that broad. I don't know what you say about that.
She's both not much to say.
No.
Dan Connor's mom.
Yeah. She's got the bum of Dan Connor's mom for sure.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's revolting. These people are gross.
Jason, you know a little bit about this guy?
Yeah, I dug real deep on this story, man.
Did you? Okay. Wow.
Some investigative work.
Not so much on the last one.
No, so he's trying to repent, I think, for earlier sins.
Yeah.
But what have you found?
He's being identified as Ricky Valenz, who works for some, like, Church Unlimited down there and was also in some other band.
Church.
He's, like, a lead singer for something.
Of course.
But they haven't named him because, like, he hasn't been charged for anything. But... that's what the people of the local town on Twitter, at least, are saying he is.
He's a church singer?
Yeah, he has a Facebook. If you look that name up.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see that he's a... it looks like he gets after it.
And this is... here's him performing at the Tejano Music Awards.
Oh, yeah.
There he is. That's him. Can we listen to him?
Oh, this guy loves himself so much.
They're trying you. Pushing you to your limits. But I want to encourage you.
He's a God rapper.
It's time to seek God.
Seek God
battles. There's nothing that can stop you.
Seek God, bang bitches in bars.
It's in these times.
Those are
when
usually the guys.
Just believe.
He's gonna sing "I Believe I Can Fly."
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I used to think that I could not go on.
Oh my God! leather jacket with like a fur collar.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
A gold chain.
Singing an R. Kelly song is risky anyway. You know what he gets
absolutely
up to.
Yeah. So he's probably a big hero of his.
Yeah, his basic outfit, it looks like they had something called a bucket of douche.
Oh my god.
I just buy it all.
I'll take the whole bucket.
I'll take the entire bucket of douche package, please.
Yeah. And the bucket of douche.
Does it come with the man bun?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
They throw it on his man bun.
Clip on.
Perfect.
He really believes he can fly.
Yeah, he does.
He's all into God. He thinks he's God.
Yeah, maybe he does.
No, it didn't look quality.
Think he sings to the bitches he bangs at the bars?
I'm sure. It was probably a karaoke night that he slayed at.
This is the Tejano Music Awards. It looked like they were the Latin version of the Grammys.
Yeah, he was at the 40th Tejano Music
Awards. Yeah, see, like, maybe it's not quite the Grammys. It's not quite the Grammys, but R. Kelly song.
I don't like that man.
Yeah, I don't like him either. I don't. I hate him.
I hate him.
Oh, there's this Facebook. There's this Facebook.
Just want to put it out there. I hate that.
You
man.
Hate him.
Okay, good to know.
Look at him.
Oh, he's got his own emojis.
Oh, God.
It's all God.
I don't like it
that's
when
so
people
crazy.
Are talking about God and then they're having sex with ladies.
Well, like that's, I mean, I don't know. Half of that is what I think it is.
Oh, it's my God. Just, his picture is just, you put Latin douche.
If you were to assemble a Latin douche as a cartoon character, it'd be this guy.
Latin douche. Yeah, it's a...
There's a whole bunch of douches with them. Is that his band?
Yeah, that's the douche brigade band.
Oh, not the douche brigade.
Yeah.
What kind of church is this?
One of those Justin Bieber style.
Oh, the Church of Douche. Look at him. Jesus. From that picture, it's hard to believe he's banging a lady. Look at those glasses.
Man, come on.
Everything he owns is super douche.
He's got roses on his jean jacket.
He sure does.
Oh, man.
There's the Tejano Awards.
You need God to appear to these people and just say, hey, you're a douche.
Yeah.
Stop.
And then
it.
Just
stop.
Melt them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
God,
that is crazy.
A pile of
Here's
salt.
Instagram.
I gave the lens Worship Unlimited. So his band is a Christian band called Worship Unlimited.
I mean, how does this? Is this not going to affect your?
It's taking.
Yeah, he took
out.
His Instagram page down. He left his Facebook up, but he took his Instagram.
Man, that would have made a good song for that sex video, though. Is I believe I can.
Yeah, absolutely. People are like. Dave, do you think we want to see Roseanne and DJ Khaled banging?
Yes.
And other people are like, yes, we do.
Yep. It all depends.
I know they do. Not everyone.
You don't really want to see it, but...
It's not a great watch, but I mean, it is something to take in. I just don't know how this does not affect you as a Christian lead singer.
That's it, yeah.
Well, there's probably a lot of those guys that are just... They weren't good enough to be in secular music.
That's what I think happens
a lot. So then they kind of default to Christian music, and it's a way to pay the bills.
Yep.
But you're still banging large women outside of Corpus Christi bars.
I can't think of a worse fate.
No, I can't either. I mean, that's that was real gross. I had a real problem with that one.
Yeah, no, it was real tough. It was a tough watch for all of us, but... You had to see it.
I'd be soft as a noodle.
She didn't do anything for me.
Oh, my God. Look at... Is that... That's the church. Is that the guy?
Pastor David Crank.
Oh, man.
No, it was one day ago.
Get Crank.
Is that a joke?
Lord.
Yeah, there's... That's
is
him,
Is that
though,
for
right?
real? That's to be a joke.
No, it's not
this
a joke.
Real? This is real.
This is real.
This is real.
This is real.
This is like most of it.
It's all douches at that church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First They're national. All worshiping douches.
So it's one of those like cult-like churches?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, they sing probably, maybe touch each other and fall down.
You know what, I don't even know if it's like a, I mean, all of it is a cult, but I think they try and get people by being the cool, fun, hip place to hang out.
Try and get young people.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The cool place to hang out.
Yeah, they have a rock and band. I know some people that like move to a different area, and the only thing to really do there was to go check out the church, and the church was this big, like, hey, we love everybody, and we're playing music, and there's a big play area for kids, and there's the, you know, the bands are rocking out to.
It's a lot of fun.
So he was formerly the vocalist for the Kumbaya King All-Stars and was now is currently a volunteer vocalist for Church Unlimited. He's so a volunteer vocalist,
yeah.
According to the pastor. They touched base with him and asked about the video. He said, I'm not perfect. I made a big mistake. I had too much to drink, and this is a lesson learned on my behalf. According to the pastor who supervises the band, circumstances were immediately handled. And the church will help Ricky get repentance and forgiveness.
Oh, so he still will be a part of their church.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're not going to. They won't get rid of him.
Brings money in.
The woman in the video is still unidentified. Unclear if there'll be any criminal charges. And then people are backing him up. Be that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone.
Yeah, you just have to go in a little room and.
All of you are not perfect, nor God. Come on now.
Was that the girl that was in the video?
He's raw dogging a chick in the bar, okay? Yeah,
his boner's just hanging out for everybody.
Let's not be ridiculous.
We'll all pray for him.
Yeah, I mean, they need to get her side of the story and go to the Applebee's or wherever she is.
It's just always amazing, like, how forgiving they'll be for, like, one of their own.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, someone else does something and it's like,
oh, yeah.
Burn them at the stake.
Take them down.
I love the first response is, yikes.
Yeah.
Well, threw up a little in my mouth. I wish I could unsee that.
Somebody just said, woo!
Look at the size of like the diamond on his ear.
Well, that's not diamond.
I know we know it's not cubic zirconia or whatever.
He's not even getting paid by the, by the Christian band.
I know.
He's volunteering his time and vocals. This must have been a crazy moment in Ohio. A dude popped out of a manhole cover completely naked.
What happens?
What is with this manhole business?
I don't like people going underground and,
like that lady.
Being naked,
weird. This happened in Martins Ferry, Ohio.
I don't know where that is.
You don't want to know.
Mm-mm.
Sounds bad. All of it sounds bad.
Motorists noticed something unusual pop out of a manhole cover while sitting in traffic, waiting for the signal to change. A naked man popped out of the manhole on the sidewalk. The man was very dirty and completely naked. He jumped into the back of what appeared to be a city-owned truck stopped at the intersection that had its tailgate down. The driver of the truck didn't notice the nude man who came from the manhole, jumped in. And the naked man held the tailgate up so no one could see him in the back. The truck then traveled through several intersections until the naked man decided to jump out of the back. They say he fell hard on the ground. He got up and then ran into the Ohio River.
Well, that's where you go.
That's it.
Huh? He's never heard from again.
No.
The Ohio River took him.
He melted there.
The man, who appeared to be in his late teens, early 20s, had blondish hair, was thin with a muscular build. As for why he was naked, they say they have no idea. Possibly on drugs.
Mm. Yeah, you got to tell the guy driving. That guy didn't even know. It's like, hey, man, I don't know if you're aware. You got a nude sewer dweller in your back. Sewer drag.
Yeah, you're hilarious.
I'm not even joking. He's back there.
What?
Oh, Finn? My God.
Yeah, dude, sewer dweller.
Hey, thanks for the
heads up. Problem. Get him out of there.
I got to swerve.
Yeah, try to shake him out.
Yeah, I'm going to knock him right out of this thing.
He crawled right out of the sewer into the back of your truck.
Hey, you give him a little.
Get out of there. No. Better get out of there, bud.
Hey, give him a little honk. Thanks, buddy. Get the naked sewer guy out of there.
Yeah.
They did find him. He was not taken by the Ohio River. Later in the day, they found the man identified as Jack Clifford Jones Jr. He's from Shadyside, Ohio.
I feel like all that stuff's over in the Cleveland area.
It's got to be.
And they found him in a football field.
No,
He was still naked.
Dude gets around.
They find him all over the place.
He's been charged with obstructing official business.
He was in the sewer. He was in the Ohio River. He went up to Cedar Point. He was in Put-in Bay.
I can't even imagine telling people I did that much in one day.
I know.
I was like, never mind. Sewer. I went for a swim.
When I do one errand, I'm exhausted.
I know.
Like, it's really bad. I can't do, if I do one errand a
day. That's enough.
That's a limit. Yeah.
That is enough.
I'm starting to get better at it, but
I don't think we'll be able to find him here. Oh, is this? We know that he crawled out of the sewer naked.
Crawls out of sewer naked, rides a garbage truck, gets arrested.
Yep.
Oh, there he is. That's him.
Yep. Looks like a guy that would do that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
I guess I'm just high.
Yeah.
Wow, I hope I never get so high that I crawl into a sewer.
Yeah, I think you're probably pretty safe.
I don't think that's something you have to worry about.
It would be wild for a mistake to happen. And you got that high?
You never know, Dave might take one too many ibuprofen one day and go crazy.
That's true. You hear Dave took too many,
He took four recommended doses.
Yeah. He made a big mistake. He took the wrong pills. Now he's so paranoid he's in a sewer.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want that. But at least they got him. He's no longer.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't die.
Crazy thing. Just imagine being an intersection and a manhole cover pops up and a nude guy jumps out.
No. Yeah, and then gets into the,
and gets into the truck in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Weird day in Ohio. Another day, another stabbing in Florida to tell you about. A fight over a TV remote ended with one man stabbing another man inside an apartment in Titusville, Florida. Police arrested 54-year-old Christopher Glynn. Investigators were called to an apartment for reports of a stabbing. They found the victim outside the apartment with stab wounds to his left arm and leg. Officers offered first aid before taking the man to meet medical personnel. His wounds non-life-threatening. They say the suspect was still inside the home when they got there. They made contact with him through a landline, and he advised that he was unable to walk out by himself. When they went in, they found him sitting on a couch with a sword and a wooden scabbard next to him.
Like a scabbard? It's like what you would put the sword into.
Oh, I never knew that's
what it's
called.
Wear it on your back.
Oh, okay.
Oh. He was cuffed. He was read his Miranda right, but investigators say he then confessed to the stabbing, stating that if he had better aim, he would have got him in the gut.
There you go.
I would have done it.
They spoke with the victim. The man said he and Glynn had been drinking together, watching TV, but got into an argument over this guy hogging the TV remote, which ultimately led to the stabbing. He faces a charge of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. These guys apparently were roommates.
I'd love to see the size of this sword, because usually when you have one of those, it's like one of those William Wallace style, like gigantic,
like two-handed sword.
Yeah, two-handed sword. So you don't want to get in a fight with someone who has one of those.
No, no, you do not.
Was he just sitting there with it, like watching TV? That's how he chills, yeah. Like Conan the Barbarian.
It's so crazy to me. You know, I guess if you lead a certain life, it ages you so much more.
Yes,
you know, because I see people 54 that look perfectly young.
Yeah,
this guy is 54. He looks 74.
Yeah,
if you don't take care of yourself and abuse yourself, you will age,
and then you'll
badly.
Stab people.
And you'll
be angry and stab people.
It catches up quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure does. It seems that bigger people aren't that plentiful in Japan. They describe in Japan fat as being someone over 220 pounds. And people want them. They want to be in the company of a big person. As such, for $18 an hour, you can now rent your very own fat person in Japan.
I'm living in the wrong country.
I know you are.
In Japan, this new Debkari service.
Imagine how much money you'd make.
I'd be a millionaire.
Because you're tall. You're like a tall guy who's not Asian. And you have a little bit extra. You could even plump up a little bit over there if you wanted to make some extra bones.
I could.
They'll let you enjoy the services of a girth-blessed person for a nominal fee. 45 men are currently available to be rented out. What do they use them for? To be by their side so they can feel better about themselves.
Oh, that's the most depressing thing.
Everybody here is so skinny compared to me.
To try on clothes for an overweight friend. So if I want, so like I'm buying clothes for a bigger friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to hire a big guy to try on jeans. Yeah. I gotta get Chuck some jeans. Yeah. Mind if I you come hire me? I'll try on the jeans.
He's about to my size.
That's so weird. Or just for any kind of accompaniment or diet plan.
Oh, my God.
Now, they say the $18 an hour fee goes straight to the chubby person being rented out.
Oh, that's nice.
The company only earns commission from corporate clients.
Oh, wow. Corporate clients. We hire a group of fat people.
Look at these fat people.
Company picnic. Don't you get the bigger fat?
I feel like there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Don't be like these.
Yeah.
Wow, corporate functions.
Yeah.
Just to shame them.
Strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded like a great gig at first, but.
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't even understand what they're saying.
That's true. Couldn't hurt.
So.
You don't understand.
I don't. Yeah, they're not gigantic, right? They're just, they got to be over in, I guess, in Japan. That's gigantic.
They're gigantic, yeah. To Japanese people.
Mm hmm.
I'd take three of their bodies right now.
Come on, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, oh, that guy's built better than me. That guy.
Come on. Yeah, I'd take it.
Is it the career path to go if you can't make it as a sumo wrestler?
You're not big enough to be a sumo wrestler, so you just you can't crack rent it
as
out
a sumo
chubby.
Wrestler, so you just go as a chubby rental.
Yeah. Hmm. Not quite strong enough, you know?
Yeah.
Those sumo guys are...
Those guys are true athletes.
Yeah.
And they're beasts.
They say the term fat is not used in a derogative manner. On the contrary, it should be considered positive and empowering. Mm. And you should have no problem being called fat if you sign up for their service.
I hope that no one ever takes a photo like that of me in mid-eating of pizza.
Yeah, it's pretty mean to do to somebody.
You guys know that was my first time I decided I had to lose weight when there was a picture of me like that shoving a cheeseburger in my mouth.
Yeah.
It was a bad taken in a newsroom.
Yeah.
You know? Someone dropped off free burgers someplace.
Yeah.
And they were getting a picture of someone else, but I was at my desk.
Yeah.
Just with a massive burger.
Yeah.
And I was like,
mid-bite.
Mid-bite
shot.
With your mouth wide open, you couldn't look.
No.
Just more ugly.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not, it's never a good picture.
Yeah, if anybody goes out to eat with me, that's like concert rules. I like take their phone. I take,
gather those up. Take the batteries out.
And you want to eat dinner with me? Then this is how it is.
Yeah.
Here's a little video of them. I think they were doing like a promotional video here for the company. They line up all the...
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. They just got chubby.
Let's try and stomp around. Make yourself really tired in your Crocs.
Your Crocs.
Last guy's got Crocs or something on.
Oh, my.
Oh, no. Make them do embarrassing chubby things.
Okay. Jump, walk, make a...
Oh, my God.
I don't...
Very cool.
I'm a shrimping.
It's their photo shoot for the website, I guess, so you can see who you're hiring. Oh, like little guy crouches in front just to let you know how much bigger he is.
Put a cool skinny guy in a crazy crows.
Oh, they won't even show his face.
They're like, listen, we don't even want to embarrass him.
Oh, yeah, there they go.
Now
they go out to
watch
eat.
Them eat.
I don't know what they're saying there.
That was weird. They made a march. March, fat people! March around!
March until you die!
They could never... This wouldn't be legal in America, would it? Hire a chubby, or would it?
Well, I mean,
it could
you
fly.
Could do it on... I don't know. You could... Not mainstream, like...
I mean, you don't have to hire anyone at a party that we have.
I don't think
there's guaranteed to be five or six chubbies
right,
there.
Is that...
Yeah, it's not, like, so rare here.
We're the fattest country there is.
Yeah. You'd be more apt to hire a skinny person to walk around.
Right.
There's a handyman service called Hire a Chubby.
I mean, you can hire hot chicks to come walk around your parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Why can't you hire, somebody who's a little overweight?
I'm sure you could. It's just that...
Yeah, I don't think there's, legalities, but...
I can't even imagine just I'm walking around at a party I got invited to and people are like, whoa, check him out. Super fat over there.
That's a fat guy they rented.
Oh, I can hire Chubby Checker, the singer.
He's still alive?
No, right there.
It can't be.
It's right, came up in a couple of sites. Hire Chubby Checker for corporate events.
Chubby Checker is
the singer.
Yeah, I know that, but he's alive.
I don't know. I'm amazed at that, too. Yeah, he's still with us.
Oh, my God.
He's the twist guy, right? Come on, let's twist again. Yeah. He's 79. You can hire him for when I went to hire a Chubby, it went to hire Chubby Checker.
Well, why not hire him?
Let's get him at our next event.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to hire Chubby Checker?
Probably more than we can afford.
Yeah, we'd have to fly him out. We'd have to fly him.
212.
It's more than $100. We're out.
Yeah.
Oh, it says under 50 grand. That's the quote. Gosh. Under 50 grand.
He's got one song, though.
Checker. He has more than one song.
He's more than one.
Really?
It listed them all there.
Yeah.
The Twist, Let's Twist Again, Pony Time, Jingle Bell Rock, Limbo Rock, Dancing Party, The Fly, The Hucklebuck, and Birdland.
So two songs.
He'll sing all those hits for you.
You better sing Jingle Bell Rock. I don't care. We paid you 50 G's, Chubby.
Oh, 15 to 24 grand.
We're out.
That's his minimum fee.
He gets a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah, he does.
It'd be just the weirdest thing ever if there's some Dave and Chuck event and they were like, all right, everybody, and now here's Chubby Checker.
Come on, man.
We can only afford like Chubby Pecker. a penis theme.
And it goes like this. Twist.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I don't know The Fly. I don't know Pony Time.
But you know enough hits to get by, I think.
Yeah.
You could do a good impersonation. Hire Chubby Chucky if you want.
I won't be doing that.
No.
I won't be doing that.
No matter how cool the guy or how hot the girl, the universal truth is there's always someone who's sick of their crap. What you might think is charming or no big deal can be the one thing that drives someone else to the brink of insanity. When it comes to guys, there are things we've all done that women just don't get and find impossible to tolerate and accept. But what are the big habits that drive women crazy and not in a good way? Dribbling.
So peeing all over the seat.
Peeing, missing the toilet, hitting the floor drives women batty.
I can go through a million of these. I already know all the things I've been... complaints filed against me.
A lot too much spit while kissing.
Oh, well, no, I don't think I do that.
No, your spit's leveled up perfectly fine for me.
Thank you.
I would never complain.
Going too heavy in the probing and saliva... apparently big turnoff for a lot of women. Stubble. It's scratchy and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The spot in between, like, clean shaven and beard. Just the stubble part.
Yeah.
Dirty nails.
Ooh.
Dirty fingernails or dirty toenails.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Dirty toenails.
Some guys, though, like, they work a job where it's just
impossible.
It's almost impossible to get their hands clean. Those are like real men.
Right.
They're not for everybody, I guess.
Ball adjustment.
Yeah, it's a...
I've never understood that. Every guy has had an uncomfortable ball moment. You just step aside. Just, you know, turn around. Whatever. If you have to do it, it's that bad, you don't have to do it right in front of someone.
No.
Yeah, you can do it discreetly.
Never seen that, really.
I can show it to you. It's not great.
By my husband.
Yeah, no.
Yes, no. We worked with a guy that did it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was almost like a tick, like a nervous habit.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, he used to whack it around a bit.
Yeah, he was always down there.
Yep. Yeah,
but
true.
I never
that's
understood it. I've always, that's not something I ever did in front of anyone.
No.
And too much cologne.
You might think too much cologne.
Your manly scent is amazing, but too much of it can gas out a room. I was talking to a buddy about this over the weekend. So he, when his dad passed, he took all of his dad's cologne. Just as like a memory.
Oh, yeah.
Those smells reminded him of his dad. Yeah. So occasionally, he'll just one day, he's like, I want to think of Dad today. He'll grab one and squirt it on.
Yeah.
So he did it, I guess, a couple of days ago, and it was Aramis, like a really old school cologne. And he said he got onto an elevator at work, and everyone was like, damn. Oh, who's the pimp?
Nope.
So he got like so many nasty looks that he realized, it's the too Aramis. Strong. It's the Aramis.
Oh, I hate strong cologne.
Yeah.
Men.
Yeah, I think the colognes guys wear today aren't like that for the most part.
No, they're
anyway,
a little more tame.
And more subdued.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're even really supposed to wear cologne if you're, are you?
You know, I grew up with my dad doing it. I always wear it. And I think as the generations go on, though, it won't be a thing.
Yeah.
You always wear it?
I wear cologne every day.
Oh, I don't smell it.
Yeah, it's subtle.
Yeah.
This one that Amber got me that's pretty, like, low-key.
Hmm.
But it's just part of my routine. I've done it since I was a teenager. I saw my dad doing it, you know, splashing his...
Yeah. Yeah, I used to wear it at certain points. I'd curb.
Oh, fair then. The curb stage.
Yeah, the curb time. When I was like, that will make panties drop.
I think most guys thought that at one point. Yeah, you know, those certain colognes
will get over the way I look for sure with this curb.
They'll be able to smell me coming.
Yep. Here's an important question. What would you do if you found a hair in your food? Well, I guess a lot of us would just power through it. Just over half of people say they'd stop eating immediately and either send it back or just not eat it. More than a third of us would keep eating. 25% say they'd be grossed out but eat anyway. 10% say it's no big deal at all.
It's a big deal to me.
It's really gross.
Men are three times more likely than women to say they'd just keep eating and not even think about it.
To me, it all depends what part of the food it's in. Like I said before, I got the Asian food that was... The hair was... Like, obviously fell onto where the rice was. And I just scooped a chunk and tossed it out. But then I ordered again from there, and there was another piece of hair that was inside the food more, and then they got banned.
Yeah, if right. I'm really hungry and there's been a hair in a food, like, I'll eat around it and things like that sometimes, but I don't like that. But I'll never go back to a place if I find a hair.
Yeah. I just sometimes
and if it's
I think
like
it's
coleslaw
like,
or if it's oh, yeah, something like I think coleslaw or like potato salad. I think that's like the worst. Those are some of the worst hair foods.
That's what I mean. Like if it's like somehow fallen and gently dropped and landed on like close around the plate, I'm like, okay, like get over it. It's just whatever. It's but when it's mixed in and it's longer, that's it. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. No. I told this before, but I pulled one like out of my mouth and it kept coming like
that's
some
crazy.
Sort of magician trick and it was revolting.
I don't know what I'd do if I did that.
Yeah, I've never done that where I've had a hair in my mouth.
This guy said, I found a hair in my beer at the bar. Mm. It was in my mouth and I vomited on the bar. Whew. I've never drank a hair.
I was in a place and was like drinking and then I realized there were bugs.
That happens sometimes. I see it's always on that bar rescue.
It's like there were bugs in the beer.
They'll have bugs in the liquor sometimes.
Like was it maybe in the glass before they put the beer in?
That's hard to know. I'm assuming that maybe. But it was like those little fruit fly type of things.
Yeah, so
and
they
were around.
That's why you store... Supposed to store glasses upside down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially in bars.
And it was
John Taffer, he'll go in there.
Time to get out of there, you know?
You got bugs in your liquor!
Yeah.
That's what he'd say.
Bugs floating around in your liquor!
And then he'd slap someone across the face.
Yeah, he goes in there and lights them up. It's funny. But there's been bugs in that stuff.
Yeah, it's gross.
Mm. Someone said, if I find a hair in my food, I throw up instantly. Someone else said, if I find a hair, I just pull it out and keep eating. The only thing that would stop me would be a fingernail, they said.
Hmm. Oh, there's a million things that'll stop me in my tracks.
Yeah.
Is there mustard on there? I'm out.
Yes.
No, I mean, no.
You but saw like, much faster than
fingernail.
Fingernail,
Band-aid.
Come on.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Anything like that. No way.
Eyelash. Eyelashes. Like fake eyelash.
I was eating a chicken sandwich from a restaurant. I felt a tickle on my chin. I believe it was a pube.
It's no good. What were you doing before the chicken sandwich came into play then?
Yeah, you think you have it could have been on his face?
Possibly. You don't know.
Yeah, you have to know.
You know?
I found a very, very, very long dark hair entangled in my tuna fish sub.
Ooh, that's
a bad food to have it in.
It depends on the food.
You know, really anything that's like a mayo-based.
Creamy.
Yeah, it's not potato soup.
Oh, you can't have hair in soup.
Pull the long hair out of my smoothie.
Whoa.
Mm. Oh. There's certain foods I think it's worse.
Yeah. Because the hair will get coated like in a conditioner commercial.
Oh, no.
This little hair I took out is very soft.
Look at that.
Coleslaw seems to have been.
Subtle. Supple.
Softed split ends.
Yeah. No, it's no good.
No.
All right, coming up here, it's the Times of India. Why did an Indian dude dressed up as a woman at a wedding? Let's find out.
Oh, that's not playing.
The Times of India.
So many weird stories come out of Indian weddings over the past couple of weeks. This one, a different twist. A man dressed up as a bride in order to get close to his secret girlfriend on her wedding day was attacked when the ruse was uncovered.
Mm. So he was in love with the actual girl getting married.
He was in love with the bride, but she was marrying someone else.
Oh, man, that's so crazy.
So he dressed
as a woman,
as a lady.
As you would.
As you would. Video shows the unnamed man sneaking into the celebration wearing a traditional wedding outfit, along with full makeup and a wig as well. He's got to play the whole part. There he is. And then they figure out who he is. Yeah, they take it off.
Oh, what are they going to do to him?
He was beaten.
But at the same time, what's your end goal?
Yeah, what was he trying to accomplish?
Well, he said he had to take drastic action because the woman he loved was about to marry someone else. He thought his best course of action was to sneak in, but to avoid being discovered, he dressed as a woman in the hopes that he wouldn't be recognized.
He really cares about the purse.
That's probably his mom's or something. His disguise included a veil to hide his face as well as a purse and sandals. Unfortunately, he was caught by guests who then beat him up.
It's a problem with these arranged marriages.
Right. The real person. Yeah, the real person they're in love with.
Yeah,
right.
You never get to be with them.
Doesn't get to marry them. It's believed that he was let down by his mannerisms. They realized it was a guy.
Right.
Did you just scratch your balls, lady?
I'm scratching your balls.
No, I did not.
It's a dead giveaway.
It is you. You're a man.
That's right, I am.
I'll just kiss it right up.
That's right, I am. Unhand my purse.
Here's your purse back.
We're going to put this back on.
Plus, he really cared about getting it back up on his shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
I'm back and beat you.
He approached the woman's house with two friends on a motorbike. When he arrived, he asked to see the bride.
Can I see my the girl or whatever?
Oh, you don't even know what you're talking about. I think you're a man.
No, I am not.
You just gave it away there.
Some of the party can be seen shocked at the discovery, and then some guys take the matters into their own hands. The guy escaped from the scene before police arrived. He had friends waiting for him, and they whisked him away on a motorbike to safety. No arrests have been made in connection with the incident so far.
But the wedding went through, probably.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And she proceeded to marry someone else.
Forced to have sex that night.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Our family agreed to it.
Yep.
And that's how it goes.
Crazy time.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
It's Friday, bitches.
All right.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got to do.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
first, what made a Florida man attack a fire truck? Here's that story now from NBC News in Miami.
You see it there. Also now at 5, a man using a bat to hit a Miami-Dade fire truck right in the middle of the street. NBC 6 reporter Alyssa Hyman joins us live from West Miami-Dade with more on what else happened. Alyssa.
Yeah, well, it happened here at the intersection of Southwest 8th Street and Southwest 42nd Avenue. Now, the man who was arrested appears to be a Cuban reggaeton artist that goes by the name Chucho Flash.
Yes.
Now, according to
Chucho Flash. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on.
Write that down.
I suddenly got really interested in this.
Reggaeton artist Chucho.
Why didn't you say that off the top?
Flash.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go back to him in a second.
Yeah, we're not going to forget about him.
We will not forget about Chucho Flash. Chucho Flash, the reggaeton. Cuban reggaeton artist.
What is reggaeton?
I don't know.
We're going to find out together.
Well, okay, right. Together we will. First, let's see what he get up to.
Was involved in a crash at this gas station before all of that unfolded. Frightening act of violence.
I knew
caught
he was
on
up to something.
Sunday
he's in all white with
Miami.
White shoes.
You can see a man with a bat smash the window of a Miami-Dade fire truck with firefighters still inside.
And the man crashes in the middle of traffic over there.
Another witness took this video, seeming to show the crash leading up to the bat incident.
Oh my God! Well, at least they got him.
All the firefighters are like, "We're gonna kick your ass
into custody."
Sir, you were arrested for 3 cases.
They got him.
Zeus is facing 3 charges in connection to what happened on Sunday. Using an interpreter, he tried to explain his side of the story.
And I was driving, and it was a gas station, and there were 7 to 8 people coming. Yeah. To me that they were going to kill me.
But doesn't seem to explain what we see in the video. According to Fire Rescue, he caused about $4,000 worth of damage.
We are fortunate that these incidents, even though that Miami-Dade Fire Rescue responds to well over 250,000 calls a year, was an isolated incident. We spoke to the individuals assigned to the fire truck. We're happy to advise that none of the individuals were injured.
Now, we did reach out to the PR person for Chucho Flash. She responded. I wanted to see if they had a statement. She said, at first, no comment, but then she said they would be sending over a statement shortly. However, we're still waiting for that statement. For now,
Chucho Flash has a PR person.
Yeah,
okay.
That is. Chucho Flash is big time.
He's got a PR person.
He's got a PR person. He does reggaeton, Cuban reggaeton.
Chucho.
Chucho. That is the last time you flash.
Cross it, Chucho Flash.
I don't know what any of this means.
I don't either.
Is that my song titles?
Yeah.
Chucho Flash.
Oh my God, he's got like millions of views.
22 million views.
Is this him? It's the same
I don't know what he's going to say in it.
Well, it's not in our language.
We hope.
I don't know, I think he keeps it. He's like a poor man's Pitbull.
Well, it looks like he's a happy.
Yeah,
he was. Doesn't mind dabbling.
He's got like 22 million views on this song, Chucho Flash.
That was a fake construction worker afraid to actually do any damage to the real road.
Yeah.
So he stopped.
He was like, ugh.
Yeah. Don't really hit that road.
Chucho, where'd you go wrong?
What happened?
Chucho was on Sunshine and Happy Times.
Drugs, my friends.
Yeah.
Look, it's just hot chicks at the laundromat.
Shake it.
How many subscribers? Well, he doesn't have a ton of subscribers.
Almost 100,000.
Yeah.
Dude, this is 22 million views.
I know.
This must be his biggest hit, obviously, right?
This is the first thing that came
up. Oye, Bernice.
Yeah. Also gets play on Latin stations, so.
Yeah.
God. Chucho's like super happy here, right? Chucho. They say it's Spanish reggae.
Okay. This has nothing to do with reggae.
Well, that's what a reggaeton artist is, Spanish reggae.
Oh.
And these are way happier times for Chucho.
He's so happy in this video.
All right, let's see something. I want to hear something more reggae-ish.
Okay, we're just going to play that again. That's okay, here's another one here.
Oh, boy.
A mi manera.
Terrifying.
This looks like it could be more.
Chucho Flash.
Look at that necklace. You see the necklace he was wearing?
No.
Go back a second. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Holy hell.
It's all fake gold.
Well, sure, but.
This one has 6 million views.
Chucho's
There's your answer.
So that's the rage. He's got tiny man rage.
We figured it out together.
That woman's 2 feet taller than him.
No, not just that woman. Every woman in that shot.
Chucho is like 4'3".
He's tiny.
He's so small. He's like a middle manager fella.
I wondered why he came so... He was so low to that fire truck.
Rewind it to the part
he was like an 11-year-old swinging a bat at a fire truck.
He's like, I am a so badass. Give me my model weenie.
Oh, look at him. Look how he has to step out of the car.
He's not even as tall as a car.
Oh, he's got wee tiny legs and wee tiny feet.
That's why he's mad.
When he walks in with that chick, is the funniest thing I've ever seen. He's like, I am a chucho.
And that's why the necklace looks so big. He's just a wee
fella.
Exactly. Just a normal size necklace.
That's an 18-inch necklace.
Yeah. That is, that's a normal size necklace, but on chucho. It looks like a wreath.
These chicks had to get paid so much money to pretend they were attracted to this one.
They look down at him, pretend they're he's high.
Look at the little hot man.
Oh my gosh.
It's true, he could barely reach the fire truck to smash it. Now that I think about it, he smashed the very bottom of it.
Right.
He only comes up to the boobs of these model women that are in his video.
Exactly. I mean, that's okay, but you wouldn't want to live life like that.
For how many phone books he has to sit on.
There was one where...
Okay, well, that's hilarious. You know they had him on a box.
Yeah. Absolutely, because he was right up at her level kissing her there. And when they walked in, she was like 2 feet taller than him.
Did you see the one where she was sitting on him? there was, if you rewind it,
yeah.
Like she was sitting on his lap at the one of the chairs, and it looked really, really funny. I don't know if we'll find it, but
yeah,
there.
Hello. Beautiful.
He was like, get off of me. Ow.
You're crushing me.
You're so big.
My tiny legs. Oh, look at his, even that glass looks huge in his tiny hands.
I'm surprised he'd have the shot of him walking through the door with that woman.
I'm surprised too.
He didn't pick up on it until that.
There's no girl in this video that isn't just towering over him.
Right? And they're probably not that tall.
I think he stood straight up in the back of a car to get out of it.
He did.
I think he was just straight up.
And he just walked out of it.
Watch. When he gets out of this car, I think he just stood straight up and walked out. Here it comes. I'm getting out.
Yep.
His head doesn't come up to where the door closes. God.
Wow.
Chucho, you tiny little reggaeton.
That's why he's angry.
That explains everything. The news. Yeah. Do 5 minutes of research. You'll know. Well this tiny man.
Because he's short.
Yeah. This is the story.
Yes.
Yeah. Chucho Flash
is the story.
Reacted this way, obviously, because he's such a tiny little fellow.
Mm. Man.
He was very upset at being boob height.
How much do you think Chucho Flash is worth?
I'm going to say $2 million. That's crazy. I can't even believe that. But yeah, I think $2 million.
Chucho Flash.
I mean, net
maybe
worth.
$10 million.
Oh, man.
How much? Chucho Flash.
He doesn't know. It says right there.
$29 million.
$29 million.
What the F?
Oh.
My God. That's like $1 million for every inch of his height.
Yeah.
Chucho, the one thing I cannot buy is a height.
He's a height. He's a self-esteem.
Yeah, updated last September, he was worth about $29 million.
Oh my God, Chucho.
Wow.
Just don't hit fire trucks, bud.
Okay, height.
5'2", 5'2",
5'3", 5'4", maybe.
That's probably a pretty good guess.
Because
those were like model chicks, so they were probably like 5'8".
Yeah. The thing is, though, I think about myself. How much taller am I than a car?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like, where does my head come up to on a normal car?
Yeah, not like Chucho's.
Chucho came up to the roof.
Chucho walked out of a car as if he was walking out of a plane.
You guys, he hides it like
of
it's
course.
A...
Of course.
Of course.
On every profile, it says not available.
Yeah. You can't find it.
Yeah, it is surprising. Like,
oh, wait, go up.
What? What?
Oh, 5 foot seven? There's no way he's 5 foot seven.
Oh my God.
There's
please.
No way he's 5 foot seven. He totally lied to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's like pit bulls, like 5'7".
Yeah, so Chucho exactly. Flash is worth more than Luda.
Well, that's crazy.
Jesus. And yet he snapped in the middle of an intersection and used a big bat. With all of his tiny little strength and hit the bottom of a windshield.
Yeah, he did. He only got to the bottom.
He was like, hey, yeah. Teach you a lesson.
The firefighters are like, we got to go tackle this child. Oh, he's a grown man.
There's some kind
punch
of kid dressed all in white attacking the fire truck.
He was in head to toe white.
Yeah, wait a second.
He was.
This one here says, estimated earnings, 19,000.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering if he's... So he made... Wait a second.
You think it...
I think it's...
Made up. What site did it come from? I don't know the site, but...
No, none of these are...
I mean, the thing is, if he had... Like, I don't know what year that big song came out. But if he had a big, gigantic song...
All his songs had, like, millions of views, so he's getting money from YouTube.
Yeah, but it's not...
There's no way he's worth that much, right?
Can't be.
29 million?
I don't think so.
I mean, his huge necklace that
Where
he was
wearing. Miami?
Yeah.
Miami.
I mean, he does live in Miami. Mm-hmm. He's in all white.
Chucho.
That he's not cheap.
Someone said you should Google the height of the car he was standing next to.
Well, have you ever seen the guy that figures out how tall people are by videos?
Look, he can barely... He can't look over the top of the car.
He comes up to where the window stops.
Is that a Rolls Royce?
Do you see it pull in earlier? What is that? Is that a Rolls Royce?
It's a Rolls, yeah.
Height of Rolls Royce. Okay. Let's just see. Here.
That's an SUV. You got to find just the car.
Like the Phantom? What would you say?
Yeah, I would say it's probably...
Like a ghost?
It's a ghost. That's what it is.
61 inches.
This is how you get 61 inches.
So he... 5 foot.
He's 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
he's 5 feet tall. Dude, he's 5 feet. He's 5'1 at the most. Yep.
And that's why you have so much rage and you take it out on a fire truck.
Yep.
Solved.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine adding 6 inches to my height my whole life. Being like, yeah, I'm 5'7".
Right.
Like, sir, you're 5'1".
At the most.
No, 5'7".
5'7". But you know stars do that all the time, right?
Yeah.
I think
Tom Cruise is a tiny man, too.
There's a bunch of, like, tiny men who add...
Well, I think, what is it? Robert Downey Jr. is not very tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And on dating sites, they say short guys always exaggerate about their height.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just something Chucho did.
What a fail on that video.
Oh, God.
To have his height be so obvious.
You guys, if I was 5 foot, I would have a casting call for hot 4 foot women.
Of course.
Right?
Or just don't walk next to them.
And you can
do forced perspective to make things look differently.
Like how they made Gandalf look super tall.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd do. In all my videos, I'd be surrounded by 4 foot women, mm-hmm. 4 foot people.
Yep.
And I'd be towering above them. And it would make it appear that when I get out of the car, the camera would be on the ground. So I looked like I was towering above it.
It's hard to find 4 foot models.
Yeah, it is. Seriously, I mean, it really is.
What's that one guy that sings
kicking around?
That's real short.
He's
Bruno?
Bruno Mars, oh. Yeah. He found like the last one of the like hot women that's his height.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
He's little. He's like, I think we looked it up once.
Oh,
he's like 5'5", 5'4".
Yeah, 5'5".
Yeah, he towers over this other guy though.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Chucho.
Oh, well, there you go. The story of Chucho Flash. We never knew it before today.
He was like... That's the thing. Like, I was going to say, I don't know if you have the video of him attacking the fire truck anymore, but now that you realize how short he is...
Yeah, let's look back at it now.
You look at the video and look at
it. Oh, no! It's like a toddler attacking a little truck!
It's a toddler!
Idiot!
He can't even reach. Look at, watch.
I'm going to get you.
Even with the top of the bat, he hits the bottom of the windshield.
Exactly.
Does he have lifting shoes on, too?
I don't know. They have heels. Going on back there. There's something going on back there.
Yeah, he doesn't have regular
shoes. He's almost not as tall
as the wheels. Look at the lifts in those shoes. Look at them.
He can barely walk.
You can see him now that he's walking.
He's got heels on.
Yeah. The fire truck wheels come up to his nipples.
The story of tiny little Chucho Flash. Yeah. Amazing.
They really let him have it too.
Like, look at the cop. Do you see the cop confronting him?
Yeah, that's the great.
The cop confronted him.
Oh, get over here, you little son of a bitch. Oh, my God. What are you going to do?
He wasn't afraid of him in the least bit. He had a bat.
Yeah. So get over here. What are you going to nick me with that? It's barely going to touch me.
Well, his mugshot looks like he took a shot to the head.
He got he did. No, they got him. He didn't cooperate.
Yeah, no, he resisted.
They couldn't even, when he was in court, his little like barber thing that they let him wear in court was like going over his shoulder. He like couldn't get that. They couldn't get the right size.
They had him on a booster seat.
Booster seat for court.
So they could see him.
Yeah.
Happy we found Chucho Flash.
Oh, man. Whew, that one took a turn.
You guys, we got a big problem in America.
Yeah.
There's a national stripper shortage.
Well, you knew it was going to happen, Dave.
We did, and we talked about it, right? Yeah. All the whores went online.
Yeah. That's it.
So now they're living it up from home. They don't need to go back to the clubs. Businesses have been facing difficulties filling positions since COVID-19 restrictions have loosened, and strip clubs are no exception. There are several gentlemen's clubs across the country that are now desperate to find strippers. In fact, some in New Orleans are offering signing bonuses to new and returning strippers to combat what's being called a national exotic dancer shortage. The manager of Larry Flint's Hustler Club in New Orleans said, "We look forward to reverting back to a 7-day-a-week operation, but right now we can't do that. We have to ensure that we have an ample number of entertainers to sustain our guests, which is why we're implementing a new signing bonus to both local and out-of-state entertainers. They'll give $1,000 to any new or returning stripper that comes back to the club on Bourbon Street."
I think the only strippers that are going back to work are the ones that don't understand exactly how the OnlyFans works, or they're like, well, I'll do both.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'll do the one thing and the other thing and make double the money.
You could probably promote your OnlyFans at the club.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's that boyfriend experience, and then it's and it is. I mean, you're
that is not a good idea for those girls.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, it's going away though.
Yeah, because how many guys fall in love with a girl by the time that night's done?
Right, and then they
you know
just
what
go
I mean, and then they're like, "Check me out."
That's just tourists coming through mainly.
Yeah, down there. Yeah. I'm saying like around here.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying with that story, that signing bonus story.
Yeah, that's Bourbon Street Strip Club, right?
Yeah.
They need the strippers.
People from all over the country.
Interesting moment at a COVID vaccination center in Costa Rica where explicit lesbo porn began playing on a TV screen.
That's so nice of them to like make you feel comfortable while you're about to get, you know, magnetized.
The X-rated film popped up unexpectedly on a TV that was previously playing. And there it is.
So someone just went into their phone, right? And they did the
TV cast.
Yeah, the TV cast. And it's not password protected or anything.
Like, how do we turn this thing
off? They can't
off?
Figure out how to turn it
Where
off.
Where is the button? Please.
She's nestling into her bosom. They can't. They finally figured it out. People were waiting inside this medical tent for their turn to be jabbed when the television screen suddenly switched to lesbian pornography. Shocked residents were baffled by the saucy girl-on-girl footage that started to flash on the screen while confused health workers struggled to try and turn the TV off. Two women in lingerie are getting frisky on a bed. One is kissing the other's breasts.
It looks exactly like a browser, so...
Whose phone was it hooked up to her computer?
Right. I wonder if it was hooked up to, like, a worker's computer.
That's what
it looks
think.
Like a computer,
yeah,
right?
It has to be a worker.
It looks like a computer.
Someone at work there in Costa Rica started watching a lesbo porn. Mm. Not realizing their computer is still attached to
probably
the TV.
On break.
Yeah, I'm on a break. Yeah.
They're in the bathroom with their laptop.
The officers appeared confused and embarrassed, but some people in the tent just started laughing. An investigation is underway, they say.
Yeah, luckily it's, you know, people getting vaccines. You hope they're all older. There's no, like, kids around or anything like that.
Right, for sure. The pandemic is going to change some aspects of our lives even after it fades away, at least in the near term. And according to a new poll, one of the things could be one-night stands. 61% of single men say they expect one-night stands to become a thing of the past, but women aren't so sure. Only 47% of single women say they expect one-night stands to die out. What will fill the void? It could be sexting. 61% of single people expect sexting will be more popular than ever. 55% of young single adults say they turn to technology for ways to be more sexually intimate, things like video chats and phone sex. I think that's wrong.
I think it's wrong, too, but I do think that sexting definitely took off during the pandemic. And I do think that there are girls that will, like, sext with a guy who, and they have no plans to ever do anything with the guy.
Yeah.
I do.
It's just a big tease.
It's like a tease, and it's like a big ego boost and whatever. But when push comes to shove and, like, it's reality, they would never do anything
right
with the person.
I think, you know, as we were going through this, we thought, well, life's going to change forever. Things will always be changed. And I think now that's bull crap. I'm just seeing people back out in society, and I think it's all, like, that craziness that was in our head as we were in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Like, we're never going to shake a hand again. I'm never going to do this.
Yeah,
I think that's gone. I think as soon as people are, you know, everyone's, a lot of people are completely cool right now, but as soon as everyone's completely cool,
yeah,
I think that's all, we're right back to normal. And there'll be one night, of course there'll be one night stands, we're all horny animals.
But to be honest, like, my whole thing is, like, as people, as, like, the human race, we have to go back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just, we have to go back to the way it was, because I can't even imagine life not being the way it was. It would suck so bad.
Speaking of one-night stands, let's talk about Tinder for a second. I actually think this is great. If you're on Tinder, you probably would enjoy this. If you've ever come across an ex or a coworker on a dating app, a recent survey found it's happened to 40% of people. 24% have seen a family member on there. Mm-hmm. So Tinder is adding a new block contacts option that lets you avoid people you know in real life. You let the app access the contents on your phone, so you got to be able to be okay with that.
Right.
But that'll make sure they don't show up in your feed, and they won't see that you're on there either.
Yeah. So, obviously, like, I've got it, and I got hit with the notification or whatever, and I'm like, what are you changing? What is going on?
To allow your contacts to
And then I saw that it was like, oh, you want my contacts? And I was like, no way. So I was like, I hit no, and then it took you to a page where then you can enter a number. So, you know what I mean?
Like, so you don't have to block them all.
That's what it appeared. You know, like,
choose which ones to block.
Yeah, I never use it anymore, but it was like, you could go on there and put in a number, which I think would be the way to do it.
Right.
Instead of just giving someone,
like, put in, like, your mom's number.
Exactly. You know, that, like, enter that one in.
Certain,
you know,
things you want to make sure they'd never see you on.
Enter your wife's.
Yeah, I guess.
So put that in.
Yeah.
Your date. Who you're dating.
Your wife's using her actual number to register for her Tinder page.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. If your wife's on there in the first place, then you both got trouble.
Yeah. And she is.
They say that when they tested this in Asia, the average person ended up blocking about 12 people from their contacts.
Well, that's because if you just say yes, it blocks everybody. So it all depends, like, what's the average number of contacts you have in your phone, you know, and you have iMessage contacts and, you know, not phone number contacts. And then they have everything, like, they have. I wonder what's mixed in with that. Yes.
Yeah, just everything.
Like, if it's like they can track your phone, they track your... I mean, it's probably already doing it on the app anyway, but...
That's all those apps do. That's like how they get their money.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them. So, like, if you two guys were on there, let's say you work... I know you're not right now, but you work together.
Yeah.
If you went on, you wouldn't see each other, right? Because... Because
I'm not looking for men.
You're not looking, you'd only see women.
Yeah.
You only have to worry about
I was
women.
Looking for both. Yeah.
And right, okay.
Yeah. But, like, if I... Yeah, like, I didn't want Lisa to know...
Right. If she happened to be on Tinder and you were on Tinder, times were different.
That's the type of thing.
Then you could block her.
Right.
All right. Well, there. Makes more sense. But I think it's...
To me, it's more about like, I think it's all about not getting caught by people that you're actually currently dating.
It's more about that. I bet you're right.
That's what it's about. But I'm saying is they'd have to be on there to see you.
Right. Well, some people go on to just check.
Oh.
They're like, you hear it all the time.
Yeah, they got like a sneak account.
You know. And you can block you know, who is my, who are the, you know, my girlfriend's friends. Block all of them. I don't need any of them
okay.
breathing down my neck. Because it's always like the girlfriend's friend sees the Tinder thing and then takes a picture. And
yeah, it's never like the girlfriend themselves. It's always like the friend of theirs that's on there. And they're like,
I saw Bruce.
Yeah, you know what he was doing.
He was on there.
Yeah, that makes less sense.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Speaking of awesome,
it's Friday, bitches.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
This is a story about a worker striking back. A Taco Bell worker in Texas swung a machete at a customer in his drive-thru lane this weekend.
Oh, year of the machete.
Year of the machete continues. An employee of the South Austin Taco Bell accused of swinging a machete at a customer. Austin police charged the worker, 21-year-old Samuel Hemmett, with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He is behind bars this morning. Bail set at $15,000. Police responded to the Taco Bell about 5:40 p.m. Customer told police he tried to place an order with Hemmett in the drive-thru, but had to ask, can you not hear? Several times when the worker made him keep repeating what he wanted. And then that made him angry.
Right.
And the guy said, can you hear me? He said, why don't you pull up and I'll show you what I have for you. So he did drive up. And that's when the worker was there holding a black machete and cursing at him.
So the worker has a machete?
The Taco Bell worker has
just
a machete.
Ready?
Yeah. Like, does the boss not notice the machete?
You simulated it.
I know.
Does the boss not know there's a machete?
I guess.
I don't know. I think it's like there's some kind of, well, you don't think as a manager of a Taco Bell, you got to be like, all right, no machetes.
I guess there's footage of this. Let's see if we can get an update here from KVUE.
Here's a strange one. A South Austin Taco Bell employee is in jail accused of swinging a machete at a customer through the drive-thru window over the weekend. 21-year-old Samuel Hemmett is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police say the problem began when the customer tried to place an order, but Hemmett couldn't hear him. So, according to investigators, the employee began to curse and told the customer, or rather the employee began to curse and told the customer, why don't you pull up and I'll show you what I have for you. Security video shows Hemmett hitting the customer's side mirror with the machete and then tossing the weapon in the restaurant's dumpster.
No, they don't have the video.
They don't have the video of that. That
sucks. It does clearly show him strike the car twice, and then he stowed the machete in a nearby dumpster when the customer drove away.
Oh my God. Like, how many people right now are just, they've got a machete on them,
ready to use it?
How many Dave and Chuck the Freak listeners have a machete on them right now? James is looking around the room for his because he has one. Or
I
did.
Think I had to take mine home.
I was going to say, our boss was like,
dongers and machetes had to go home.
Yeah. Our boss is like, hey, if you have a sword here, you have to bring it home. Yeah. If you have a machete here, you have to bring it home.
That's an odd one.
You got to have a machete meeting.
Mm-hmm. But he did. I believe he did have a sit down and was kind of like trying to decide. He's like, God, I probably should tell all those people to take their swords and machetes home.
Yeah.
No swords, no machetes.
Yeah.
No huge rubber wieners.
That's true.
No guns, no knives, no fun.
No fun.
No sign. This is no fun.
I didn't know they made it a no donger zone in there.
Well, with the
depends on who's coming
depends
in.
On the day.
Yeah, the new acquisition, the highly religious.
Yes, that's true.
Programming. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. We got a religious station moving into the building.
Barely got away with the cartoon.
But they're not going to. What are they going to come down here and talk to us?
Well, the very first day they were in the building, they came down to give them the grand tour. And what's on the door? A picture of me laser engraved on the toilet on a piece of wood.
Yes.
With my face covering my genital. It was a very uncomfortable
James just said,
greeting.
I can't. I barely got away with my inflatable donger.
Yeah. Glad I put an inflatable wiener in here.
Yeah.
I don't have room for another one at home.
I know.
Another one. I don't have the heart to pop it.
Florida man has a machete and a K-bar in his car at all times. Someone said, I keep my machete in my trunk at all times. Machete in my back seat. Chainsaw, too.
Jesus, you guys are just ready to chop up.
Look at everybody.
There is Tampa, 50 machete.
Gotta have options. Got my World War II machete in my pickup just in case. Machete on the ready. I have a machete. I work in sketchy areas. Jesus. I have my $10 Walmart machete. A truck driver carries one every day. Plus one for machete holding. He's in Fort Myers. Keep one on each side of my bed.
One on each side.
Well, you never know which way you're going to have to roll.
I have one in the trunk of my car right now. Northern Michigan's a wild place.
A blade from the He-Man movie.
Keep one by my front door, in my personal car, and my work truck.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Naples area. I'm not allowed to carry a gun in my plumbing service truck, so I carry a jungle machete instead. Right by my passenger seat is another guy. I have my go-ready machete.
And you're just ready to just chop somebody right in half.
Yeah.
That's the thing that gets me about it.
Someone keeps one next to their toilet.
What? Hey! Don't you... Oh, no! It's a beanie! I'll chop you up, you get out of here! I'm going to wipe it, I'm going to slice your limbs off! I'll chop your head right off you! You get out of here!
Still toileted over there. I'm gonna flush. As soon as I flush and wipe.
You might be a bit paranoid.
Well, apparently everyone's paranoid. Look at it. I can't keep up with the text
nonstop.
Messages.
It's
three,
nonstop.
I got three machetes in my truck.
Why you need three?
Keep one on my nightstand.
I'm starting to think I need a machete, guys.
No. You need one. Listen. Okay, hold just reality here for 1 second.
Uh-oh.
If everyone else has a machete...
You need one.
You better have a machete.
Dude.
This is making me realize I need a machete.
You need a machete just because everybody's got a machete.
The chances of you being in a machete fight are legitimate.
It's like one thing like to be like, ah, you better not, or whatever it is. But you really think you're going to be like, blood and guts,
I've
got to
find out how much a machete is.
You know, one at Walmart for like $10. Look at you guys, South Boston, 9mm on my 6, machete ready to make spaghetti in my trunk.
You're really ready to make spaghetti?
You have a gun, why do you need a machete? Oh,
some of these are gorgeous.
Is it? What? The world, man?
I have an,
well, because you never know, like, you know, you...
Someone has it in the backseat of their truck. Someone has one on their moped.
A moped.
Wow.
Wow. There's a lady, Martha, in Boston. She has one in her trunk right now. Martha, what are you going to do with a machete, Martha?
Martha, are you prepared to take an arm off somebody?
Martha, really?
Martha is. Do you know how much spaghetti sauce comes out of there? You ever seen anything like that?
Oh, man.
There's another one. One at each side of the bed. His and hers. So they have like a his and hers at each side of the bed and one outside the bedroom door. Outside the bedroom door.
These people don't feel safe at all.
Jesus.
They're not safe.
Yeah, I guess.
They're not safe.
Well, that's a beautiful machete.
I know.
That's cool.
It's gorgeous.
Jack, you should get that one.
Machete and a Bowie knife right next to my bed.
Dual-wield tactical machetes. $18.
I have a huge one I got from El Salvador I keep right next to the bed.
Oh, my God.
I use it to trim the trees in the summer so everyone knows I've got it. Like I said, just trimming my trees with my giant El Salvador machete.
That's where mine's from, too.
El Salvador? Is it really?
Yeah. It was given to me from a listener.
Is that a hot machete place?
Maybe.
Oh, there's one that said
the finest machetes in all the land.
You can get one for $8 at Harbor Freight.
Yeah. Oh, you can get them super cheap. Machetes are...
Maybe that's it, too, the appeal.
That's like, those are ninja swords.
Yeah, I know. You got that right. My ninja swords.
Oh yeah, $5 at Walmart, you guys. $5.
Well, that one's not going to be quality,
but it'll send a message, and it's got its own sheath.
It'll still take an arm off.
Oh, it sure would.
Let's see what the reviews say here.
Sharp.
It was a great cut. Highly recommended. Good steel, good value, cheap handle. so. I don't do it. I mean, if you just want a machete for to intimidate, get yourself a Walmart machete.
Should I get red blades or should I get...
Yeah, red blades, dude. Yeah. By the way, the people that have the his and hers machete say the funny thing is they live in a peaceful suburban neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's
gold,
great.
Gold blades?
Well, that's... You need the gold
blades. I know, you might be getting a little too flashy with gold plates.
No, that's just perfect.
It's like a...
You don't want to be too flashy.
Yeah. So I've counted like 100 already at least
in a couple
of minutes.
This is why
I'm saying nonstop. Everybody has a friggin' machete. Year of the machete.
Year of the machete.
Yeah, check here. Machete in the truck, gun on the waist.
It's unbelievable. I don't understand what you people are doing. I mean, what? I just don't know if everybody's prepared to chop somebody up.
Yeah, no,
I don't
really
know if you are. You, if you have a machete, are you prepared to use it?
I'll tell you this.
Just think it's going to look menacing.
You better be prepared to be shot.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you come out with your machete, I'm going to...
Watch some Indiana Jones.
I'm going to double tap.
Yep.
Hey, double tap.
You guys, everyone in the world has a machete. I can't believe it.
I know.
Honestly, it's insane to me.
Yeah, that's a... Don't bring a machete to a gunfight, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Jesus Christ.
Just realize that everyone driving next to you
everybody has one. I mean, think about it. A Taco Bell...
Worker
working the drive-thru had one.
Mm-hmm.
At work.
Behind the counter.
That's nuts.
Just watch yourself.
Some of these things are gorgeous.
There's some beautiful machetes
out there, but... Yeah, I have a problem, see, because once I get one, I already know I can't get into getting knives.
God.
Lease.
Yeah,
I can't start buying
You've been
knives.
Thinking about it for a while.
I know.
You have for years.
My whole life.
Your whole life.
I wanted swords and knives.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, you'll get them. There is a teenager that suffers from a rare condition that causes her to collapse every time she laughs.
Oh, my God.
That would suck like on the show, right? Can you imagine if every time I laughed, I passed
like
out?
Like a fainting goat.
That's like a fainting
goat. It's like
a
fainting goat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I was like a fainting goat, I couldn't be on the show.
Well, no.
No.
No. No, I mean, you can't really do anything.
No, you
can't. What's this girl do?
She's 17 years old. She's from the UK. She just did a little interview about it here. Here's what she said.
I'm Billy. I have a condition called cataplexy, which means that I lose muscle tone in any sort of emotion, like laughter, crying kind of thing, which can lead to full collapse. And it's really frustrating because you can't respond, you can't speak when people are asking you, are you all right, if you've fully collapsed. And you're fully conscious, so it's really frustrating. Long-term prognosis is medication. At the minute, there's, like, no cure. In the future, hopefully, there will be a cure, although I don't feel there's quite enough research going on. Hopefully, it will get better, not worse.
Yeah, you can see, but in the video, her friend is showing her something on his phone to try and make her laugh.
I'm going to be honest, though. If you're going to do a story on this,
you've got to make her pass out.
Yeah. You have to. I'm sorry. You have to. You have to make her drop.
You got to.
Yeah, sure. I looked up a couple of versions of it, and I couldn't find any video of her passing out.
That is a crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be real tough.
Yeah.
Like as an average teenager.
Yeah.
Just anyone.
But it's anything. It's like excitement, fear.
Crying.
Laughter.
Laughter. I mean, anything. Any emotion.
Any excitement.
And you're just out.
So that would mean, too, when you move later in life and you start exploring your sexual side, that would knock you out, too, right?
Yeah, you're done.
So as soon as she reaches that moment.
I'd be like, got her. Out cold. But what would suck is if, like, you actually were knocked out before. So you never got there. Like, you're knocked out in the build-up.
Maybe it got too exciting too soon.
It's like the exciting part, and then you're out.
Yeah.
You never have one.
Yeah, that would suck.
You'll never know. You'd be like, oh, you finished.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you finished.
An epic finish. Wow.
Oh, my God, like twice.
You must have really enjoyed yourself. I was a champion. I'm the greatest love maker of all time.
Yeah. Can write your own news reports. She says she just has to try and avoid any possible funny situations to avoid passing out, and especially in front of people who aren't familiar with it.
That was a terrible quality of life, that would be.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially a lot of things in life, like it's funny. You didn't expect anything to be funny at that moment.
Right.
You know, and you're just going to go down. You're just going to drop.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I see someone trip.
Then I'm down too.
Yeah, right.
Think about how many times someone's walked by who's wild.
Yes.
You know? And you're like trying to hold it in, but you just drop.
Look at the moments we've all had together where we've seen something, but we couldn't really talk about it, but you start dying.
Oh, yeah.
And I just pass out every time. Oh, my God.
That's nuts.
Dave's down.
Yeah, that's exactly like what those fainting goats are. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
You open an umbrella and they're like, too much.
It's Friday, bitches. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, what's my favorite day of the week? My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the agent?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord in the hot bitch beats away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
We'll start in the Tampa area where a guy actually close to Sarasota is one of those douchebags that for some reason points lasers at planes.
No.
I don't understand these people, what their end game is.
They want to bring it down.
They want to literally have a plane crash.
Yeah, blind a pilot.
Well, we should just set them all on fire. All right, let's get to the news here. Fox 13 has the story.
You've been sentenced to death by fire.
I will set you on fire.
Going
to court of Dave will just set you on fire. That's how it's going to work here, my friends. Take a listen.
Unity deputies have made arrests for this in the past, pointing a laser at either their helicopter or any aircraft. And they simply cannot figure out why it continues to happen. From the ground, deputies see this man. Identified as James Chapman Jr., didn't hide what he was doing as he pointed a green laser at their aviation unit.
There's so much being said about the dangers of this. We're educating the public on a regular basis, and we continue to see these idiots out here doing the same thing.
Deputies got the call for help around 7 Wednesday night after they say Chapman pointed the same laser at a Cessna practicing landings at Sarasota Bradenton International Airport.
Oh, wow.
And then a United plane.
That seats 150 people. Potentially there were 150 passengers on board that aircraft. Fortunately, that United Airbus landed safely, as well as the small Cessna that was targeted earlier.
As deputies in the sky zeroed in on Chapman, he threw rocks at their helicopter and then tried to hide. While deputies on the ground went to make an arrest, they say Chapman grabbed a hammer and swung it towards deputies.
Looks
a taser
like
took him down. Inside his pants pocket, they found the green laser.
It's completely irresponsible. It's dangerous. We know that these pilots are blinded for a short period of time.
Airport police say they've had 5 reports of lasers being pointed at pilots. Chapman's arrest made up 2 of them.
If we catch you, you're going to go to jail. That, to me, should be a pretty good deterrent.
And tonight, Chapman faces a number of charges here in Manatee County, and pointing a laser at any aircraft is also a federal crime.
Set him on fire, please. Yeah. Just set him ablaze.
Wow.
Right on fire.
That's wild.
Boil him. Another public burning.
No, I don't think was even... in his right mind. No. It looked like he was driving around in a forklift.
Well, I think he just stole one
bit.
There.
Like, for a little bit.
He just stole one.
I know.
Was there.
Using whatever he could find, like hammers.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he threw a hammer at a helicopter.
I mean, you're not going to... I don't know how good your throwing arm is, but...
He thinks he's Thor.
You cannot throw something and hit a helicopter.
No. No, a helicopter typically...
They're so high
up. The Rock could. The Rock can pull a helicopter out of the sky.
Oh, well, yeah. That's he the Rock. Something. He's our king.
Well, but the Rock knows that he can never, ever throw a hammer at a helicopter.
Right.
He just responsibly uses his superhuman strength.
Exactly.
All right, a weird day for a cop in South Carolina. It involved a cow, a dog, and a taser.
But they have a lot of weird days.
I'm sure they do. Take a listen to this quick report here.
All right, so a strange moment in Georgetown. A deputy was hurt when his canine attacked a cow. Yeah. According to the sheriff's office, the deputy was responding to reports of a burglary. While on the scene, a cow distracted the dog, which then led to the dog biting the cow. The deputy tased his canine to get him to let go of the cow. Now, during that time, the cow then struck the deputy and the property owner. Thankfully, everyone is expected to be okay. And listen to this. Investigators
say
there's no burglary happening after that.
Cow kicked me in the... Go on, cars. Bad cow. Officer down. Officer down. Took a hoof to the mouth.
Cow hoof.
Dog bit the cow. Cow kicked me in the face. Farmer dropped his milk. Run. Officer down.
I had to taste my own dog. Cow didn't like it. Kicked me in the face.
Pretending that I am dead. The cow is right over top me. Get this goddamn cow.
Is it gonna poop on your face?
Oh, God. It's pooping it on me. Cow just pooped on me.
We're on our way, man. Just hold back.
So, what an insane scene. He was responding to a burglary. A cow distracted a dog. The canine bit the cow. To de-escalate the situation, he had to tase the dog. The cow got spooked by that and ran right over the cop. And there was no burglary call after all.
Oh, no. So no reason to be there.
No reason to be there, even in the first place.
Listen.
That is a bad boy.
Stella for a little short while was like riding horses, right? Mm-hmm. So this one time I had to bring her to ride horses, and they had encouraged her, hey, bring your dog. We'd love to meet your dog. So I'm like, okay, it's my one time to like bring Stella to this
and you
barn.
Had to bring the dog.
I get the dog. If you've ever seen a dog.
This was Hershey.
This is Hershey.
Okay.
When they see a horse in real life,
like the
and it's the
dog.
First time they've ever seen Hershey's like, oh, shoot. Oh, <geez. laughs> And he was like frozen a little bit, like
looks
he
like
thinks he's
the world's biggest dog.
Yeah,
right?
And then there was a bunch of them, you know, like, and he'd be walking and one would stick his head like out like a barn door and whoa, rise. Big ugly thing. I'm like, Hersh, come on, bud, come on.
He's like, I remember when they took me to the land of giant weird dogs.
I'm telling you, like, what a day that must have been for him. He's only been once.
It blew his dog by.
He knows there's these giant dogs out there that exist. And that Stella was riding one. He was like, what?
Why are you on a gigantic dog?
Oh my god, am I gonna get that big? He's like, I can't wait to get that big.
So many questions.
Yeah. That's why I keep eating whole pizzas.
Yes. I'm eating so I get that big.
I cannot wait to be that big. It's my dream.
Oh man, he didn't know what to think. And it's so messed up.
Yeah.
When you think about that.
Yeah.
It'd be like, if you had never heard of an elephant before, ever, and I just brought you, and I was like, look at that thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like, what the hell is it? Get out. And I just pulled you and got you out of there.
I looked at that canine dog. He's like, well, I'm going for broke. I'm going to attack it.
Yeah.
It is huge. You're lucky I was here. Did you see the size of that dog?
What are you doing? Shoot me.
Looks like a bad guy to me. Why'd you zap me? I was a good boy.
And then those things are loud. Right. So the cow was like...
The cow.
Cows are mean, too. People don't realize... Cows are cool until they're not.
Right.
Did he bark at the horses, or did he just look at them?
No, he doesn't bark. He's not a bark. He's just like...
He's not a barker.
He's like looking at me. Like
looking at you, looking at the
horse. Are you not freaking out about this?
Dad, do you see this guy?
Like, you looked at me like he's like, oh man, you are tough. He's like, you're touching that big dumb dog. Like, oh, he's like, and then he looked at Stella, you're getting on the dog?
I'm sure he, I'm surprised he didn't try and rescue Stella, you know.
Oh, he didn't know.
He's smart.
I was like, you're a good boy. I'm like, you're a good boy.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, man. That's a lot. These big things.
I love that that suits them, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, well, as long as I'm a good boy.
Yeah, well.
At the end of the day, you're in charge.
Yeah, you're in charge.
All I can do is just do my best to be a good boy.
Yeah. It's a wild time.
I've done my job.
Yeah.
A woman, this shouldn't be that big of a deal, but a woman who was recently crowned Miss Utah USA after competing in the pageant 5 times will be the first ever openly bisexual contestant to compete for the Miss USA title in the 70-year history of the pageant.
So she kept losing?
Well, she kept losing Miss USA.
Oh, okay.
But now she moves on to represent Utah in the Miss USA pageant. But never before has there been an openly bisexual contestant. I'm sure there's been bisexual contestants, but never one who was out.
So she's just been the hottest chick in Utah for the last 5 years.
She's really hot.
Yeah.
There's her picture there. 25-year-old Rachel Slauson is her name. She says she was shocked when she won Miss Utah because she'd been told no for so long. She has been open on social media about her life. She said it's hard to believe that she's able to move on. She also has said that she is bipolar. So she's bipolar and bisexual. A lot of bias going on.
That's one of the most dangerous women ever.
It is.
Bisexual, bipolar.
Bisexual, bipolar. My God. You'll do anything to keep her. You'll let her just grow a tomahawk right at your face.
She will. She's gonna. Don't get a tomahawk here.
I'm sure there's been openly lesbian contestants before, right?
I don't know.
I don't think anyone has ever won.
I don't know. I mean, it's good, though. They need to.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's just, you know.
It's 2020, for God's sakes.
Mm. Right. I just think no one is ever trying to like rock the boat on any of those things. It's such a weird thing.
It is an archaic tradition.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, it is. It's amazing. It's still going. But
is Miss USA the same as Miss America?
No, they're two different
pageants.
Oh, really? Pageants.
Oh,
good lord!
There's Miss America and there's Miss USA.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
pageants are a weird thing.
They are.
Very objectifying weirdness.
Like, I kind of, it's weird. Like, I more understand, like, the Miss Fitness USA, where you're working on your body, and it's like, how defined are my muscles? But, like, I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm just a overall fitness person. Like, because there's something to judge there. You know what I mean? Like, there's a thing to judge. It's weird when there's nothing really to judge. It's just you have a couple questions you answer, and did you sound like a moron or not? And then how do you look in a bikini?
Well, I think that's what, like, it used to be like before, like porn and things. Like, it was like kind of like a way to kind of prevent.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of these girls in their bikinis.
Yeah. Real creepy dudes in charge of all those things.
I can't help you right now, Grandma. That's Miss USA, isn't it?
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak. It's Friday, bitches.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And Chuck the Fleet.
Let's Let's get to some food news here on Dave and Chuck the Freak on this Friday, bitches.
What's up, the new to eat? It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Junk Food Roundup.
There is a new makeup line that's inspired by Hershey's chocolate.
Mm. My God, they better give different packaging. I might get
it. Looks just like, oh, no, what did you eat?
Well,
that
was cooking.
You start wearing makeup.
Yeah. You look beautiful. My God, you look beautiful.
It's my Hershey's cookies and cream.
You are gorgeous.
It matches my beard and my face.
Your lashes are incredible.
I know. Look at those peppies.
Oh, my God. Your skin tone. You're like a mocha.
I know. There's been a couple of drunken nights where I keep eating them down. Because even when you open it up, it looks like one of those little treasure chocolates.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. They look just like Hershey's chocolate bars, but when you open them up, there is... what is that, like eyeliner?
Eyeshadow
in there.
Yeah,
and they have that. They have the cookies and cream version.
They
even come in. Did you see they come in like regular packaging?
They do.
Yeah, that's crazy. You gotta open it up idea. Like that. Like, kids will eat it. Listen, kids will eat this.
Stella would be furious if I went and bought her what she thought was going to be a chocolate bar, and then she opened it up and it was makeup. She'd be torn because she loves makeup, but she'd be like,
chocolate. Gotta get her both.
She'd be so mad.
You need to clearly mark this as your makeup. That's the fourth time I've had my stomach cramped. You know how painful that is?
He drank a whole eyeliner.
I drank the eyeliner, and I gobbled down every single one of your mascaras. That stuff is.
Ooh, yep, probably not good for your stomach.
I think everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah, so everybody?
Penis.
Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.